PFT Media.
You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Why can't we pick our own colors?
No way, no way. Tried it once, it doesn't work. You get four guys all fighting over who's going to be Mr. Black. But they don't know each other, so nobody wants to back down. No way. I pick. You're Mr. Pink. Be thankful you're not Mr. Yellow.
Yeah, but Mr. Brown, that's a little too close to Mr. Shit.
Mr. Pink sounds like Mr. Pussy. How about if I'm Mr. Purple? I mean, that sounds good to me. I'll be Mr. Purple.
You're not Mr. Purple. Some guy on some other job is Mr. Purple. You're Mr. Pink.
Who cares what your name is?
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. You're Mr. White. You have a cool-sounding name. All right, look, if it's no big deal to be Mr. Pink, you want to trade?
Hey, nobody's trading with anybody. This ain't a goddamn fucking city council meeting, you know.
This is the Chris Crespo Radio Show. Everybody likes him. Listen to his shit.
You are not properly sedated, call 348-844 immediately. Failure to do so may result in prosecution for criminal drug evasion.
For more enjoyment and greater efficiency, consumption is being standardized. We are sorry.
Welcome to Cinema Crespediso.
That is right. What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 278 of Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo. We're chilling in the Crespediso studio doing our thing. Once again, barreling down towards 300 episodes. What are we going to do with 300 episodes, Drew?
I mean, some sort of event, I'm sure, where there's...
An event? Too much work. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your threat update. Current threat level is fire brick. Current threat level is fire brick. Your perceptions... Deceived. That was Drew Sacogburn. Drew, yes. How you doing, buddy?
That tracks my perceptions to deceive.
How you feeling after the event yesterday, dude?
I mean, after 7 hours of hanging out at a bar, not so well. And I'm an old man. I do not...
You used to hang out at bars all the time,
the
buddy?
The alcohol does not treat my body as well as it used to. After effects the day after. Hell, I'll probably feel this tomorrow, too.
All right, well, there you go. Welcome to post Cinco de Mayo. We'll talk about that during the second half. But we have a first-time guest, ladies and gentlemen. Very excited to have him here. Introducing him up the top. It is... Anwar Superstar, yeah, yeah!
Super duper!
How you doing, Anwar?
I'm good. You could call me Mr. Anwar or Mr. Superstar.
I like Mr. Superstar.
Okay. Either or, I'm comfortable
Mr.
with
Mr. Superstar,
either.
It's got a certain ring to it.
I prefer Mr.
Superstar.
Really,
as long as the MR period's on there, we should be good.
Especially if you have any sort of aspirations for maybe Chippendale-style dancery.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage.
Mr. Superstar.
Mr. Superstar. Break out the dollar bills, ladies. Anwar. Thank you for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me, man.
Appreciate you being here. Shout outs to Boris for hooking us up. Boris in the corner. Yeah, yeah. He's going to be a future guest on the show. He's a good dude. We'll be talking to him in just a few weeks. But right now, you are the guest of honor. Thank you for coming out here and hanging out with us, man.
Honored guest.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Oh, what a
like,
nice
I'm
guy.
Like, honored to be here.
We appreciate that so much.
Movie guys is, you know, it's like, a lot of movie guys out here. Like,
it feels, I mean,
like, I shot you
though.
A line earlier and I tested you and you were right on top of that.
Well, yes.
This guy knows what he's talking about.
It goes the other way with us where we have so many guests in here. I'm very open with having people who aren't into movies that, I'll ask people, would you like to come on the show, our movie show? I don't know anything about movies.
That's
well,
fine.
Do you have opinions about stuff? Yes, yes. Do you know what movies are? Yeah, well then come on the show. We're gonna have and it always works out fine.
Perfect.
But when someone walks into the room and starts like pointing out movie things and start talking movies right away, I know we're in for a good time. And Anwar, I'm getting that feeling from you, my man.
I hope so, man.
I am 100%.
Because I got that vibe from you.
All right.
Drop that Scott Scott Pilgrim, and you were like, yes, out of the park. It
was one of our favorite. It's one of our favorite movies, as a matter of fact. Yes. Even one of our the segments of our show, even named after that. We have Juicy Cogburn versus the World.
Oh,
that's coming up in the second half.
Oh yes,
where you and Drew get to go head to head in a little bit of a movie knowledge one on one, mano a mano trivia battle.
No disrespect, you don't want this one.
That's fine. I'm not very good. Yeah. I'm not very good at all.
Don't let him fool you, Anwar. He is typically good, but he is on a losing streak.
Oh, so. I think I've lost like the last 3 weeks in a row.
I think so.
Like
last three weeks in a row. Yeah. So he is on the ropes. He's on the ropes.
I want to be the guy that lets you off the ropes.
Exactly. Don't let him rope it.
Not
on
my,
that's
not
what he's trying to do. He's trying to rope it.
Not on my watch.
This guy, he doesn't look like a huge Ali fan. Trust me. He loves Muhammad Ali. So he's trying to rope it.
Muhammad who?
You see, exactly. He's trying to do it.
Exactly.
Don't. He's a deceiver. Don't believe him. Okay, Anwar. So we're going to do our show. We're going to have a good time. In the second half, when we do the plugs, we're going to talk to you, get a little bit of your story, and anything you have to promote, that's when you get to do that. But before we do any of that stuff, we have to serve the people.
Let's
the people
to
listening.
It.
So we're going to do that with the good old streaming pick of the week.
Let's see what we have here.
Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to Pick of the Week.
Picks of the Week.
Pick of the week.
Cinema Crespedito Streaming! That's right, it's the Cinema Crespedito Streaming Pick of the Week. We let you know what is out there on the Hulus, Amazons, Netflix, etc., etc. Stop wasting your time just scrolling through libraries and actually watch something, damn it. For example, Anwar, what is this week's Pick of the Week?
The 36 Chambers of Shaolin on Amazon Prime.
Such a classic. That's gonna get a. That's labeled classic movie air horn, Drew. It's a very specific air horn. It sounds different from the other air horns. Mm. Okay, so that's a classic movie one. 36 Chambers entered 36 Chamber, starring Gordon Liu, who, man, most recent movie was probably the Kill Bill films. That's Quentin Tarantino practically pulled him out of retirement. It's like, come make these movies with me, man. Classic film, 76, 77, Drew?
78.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's already, so this is the 40, I'm terrible 40. At math, 40 years.
That's 40.
That's incredible. A dude, his whole village gets wiped out, and he survives it. He survives the massacre. So he goes up to the temple, to the Shaolin monks. He's like, train me so I can protect myself and get the vengeance. And they're like, that's not the way of the Shaolin monk. You gotta learn, go through all the temples, go through all the chambers. You gotta go through all 35 chambers. And then spoiler alert, he gets through all 35 chambers. 40-year-old spoiler alert, just watch the movie, people. And at the end, he's like, I want to start a 36th chamber. I want to bring the kung fu to the people, to the masses, to the commoners. And the monks are like, you can't do that. They gotta go through the tests and the hard work, etc., etc. He's like, no, man, open it up to the people. So that's the 36th chamber. And a lot of kung fu shenanigans along the way, martial artery, and classic film. It's Gordon Liu is one of the standouts of the periods. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's one of the greatest.
There's a bonus pick if people can find it. Drew, you have the Just Watch pulled up still?
Mm-hmm.
Can you look up eight diagram pole fighter. There you go.
Diagram pole fighter, yes. 1984.
1984. Is that available anywhere for people to stream?
Prime Video. No.
On Amazon Prime?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, snap.
They must be having a Gordon Liu off.
That one was labeled a bonus movie air horn.
Of course.
Completely
it was.
Different from
then
the last
all the other air horns that you'll be using throughout the
different.
Show today.
Yeah, they're all intonations are important. Another Gordon Liu movie. Eight Diagram Pole Fighter. It's all about what it sounds like, him teaching people to fight with like a bow staff, Donatello style. And it's a really cool movie.
That's a new one on me. I gotta check that out.
It's a lesser known one for sure.
Right.
Yeah, but it's got some great dialogue. And my favorite parts are actually the training sequences. All these movies, the training scenes are the best. Yeah. They start poor. They suck at it. They get better and better. All of a sudden, he's the best at everything. It's like, what?
Yeah. He was one that never had talent. He learned it. You know, people have been there for 20, 30 years. And he learned it in 2 weeks.
Yes.
It's amazing.
He's the chosen one. It's
star pupil.
Yes, exactly. Gordon Liu's full of that.
Yeah,
shit.
Awesome.
So check those two movies out. It's a Gordon Liu off. Very good. I enjoy it. All right, let's get into then the let's talk about some money, and we'll talk about that box office, which means let's talk about All them dollar bills, y'all. This is the part where you picture dollars and pennies and quarters dropping from the ceiling. Oh, we're getting hit in the head with money. Oh, this is so inconvenient. Drew Zakaiwin, where are we starting our top five?
We're just going to say it's number 46.
Oh, it's not in the list?
The top 45.
It's not being reported?
Not being reported anymore.
What are you talking about?
Snowjo. You were never really here.
You were never really here. All right, this little movie starring Joaquin Phoenix. Is he the only person, recognizable person in the movie?
Yes.
I can't, right?
I mean, unless you know who... No, right?
No. Okay, so it's just him and then a bunch of working actors, let's call them. And he's a bounty hunter type guy.
I want to say that the little girl's been in something else.
Maybe, but child actor. Mm-hmm. So he's a bounty hunter who gets paid by people to, like, a lot of recovering kidnapped children or runaway kids.
Oh.
That type of thing, right? So the movie starts with him at the end of a job... cleaning up after the job is over, and then he gets a call to a new job. He's like, now we need you to go save this kid. He goes and does it pretty early on in the movie, and then all hell breaks loose afterwards, and it's the consequences of him trying to do the right thing, but in kind of a brutal way.
He does the right thing with a hammer, Chris.
Yeah, what was that?
I think I saw like some previews for this thing.
I didn't see a single trailer, but I did see the title popping up online a lot, and people were like talking it
all over the place.
I saw somewhere about him rescuing the kid, and he was kind of like a hero.
Yes, exactly.
I just kind of was off the Joaquin Phoenix move.
Are you? Yeah,
I loved him too. Like,
yeah, he's a super talent.
Yeah,
but he's also kind of
some really weird stuff.
Yeah, he did. He got into the music thing and then did like a
that was fake.
Though. And he had like it was some stuff that was happening that was like, you gotta let us know that this isn't real.
Yeah, so like, what's the comment? Who's he making fun of there, right? I want to think he's making fun of like affluent white dudes who are just trying to stick their noses in places that don't belong with McScruffy beard thing.
I think he's just trolling the country.
He was just shitlording everyone, him and Casey Affleck.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Casey Affleck?
I like Casey Affleck, yeah? Though. Yeah, I do.
But not Ben Affleck. That's an off-mic conversation. No. Now we're bringing it on, Mike.
Not a Ben fan.
That's good to know. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Affleck! Oh, that'd be crazy.
Sepson. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I would have changed that tune completely. You know what? I loved you in the town, man. You were great.
Yeah, no, you gotta find the things that you do like about it. Right. Yo, Argo,
Reindeer
Games. Yeah, Reindeer Games. it was cool when you played a Mexican in Argo. That was
that was awesome.
You took away that role from a Spanish person.
Mexican.
Reindeer Games is... bafflingly bad.
Yeah,
and even Charlize Theron is not good in it. Charlize Theron.
Yeah, she's,
nobody
she's
is good in it.
No one. Gary Sinise.
Everybody's bad.
He's like, what the? What is this, Gary Sinise? What are you doing?
You have all of these.
So much talent.
Great. I believe it on the director.
Danny Trejo. But then that's the thing. The director is John Frankenheimer, who himself did movies like Ronin, and he's like director.
Damn.
Yes.
Yeah. What the hell?
Yes.
Ben Affleck.
Maybe.
Yeah,
you drop a little bit. I'll
you know what?
You're in the whole punch, man.
I'm with Mr. Superstar on this one. I'm going with Ben Affleck.
Thank you, Mr. Superstar. We appreciate
it. I like it.
Okay, well, so you were never really here. It's good stuff, I think, right, Drew?
Yeah, and it made at least $24 from us.
It made at least $24 in the box office this weekend because we went and saw it. I did use the movie pass, but I think they still get the 20. They still get their $12.
I paid cash.
You paid that the cash. You owe me cash. What are you talking about? You still owe me money.
You're right, I do owe you money.
It's a cool movie, and it's like a sort of a revenge-y action movie, but not mainstream, not typical.
No, not mainstream at all. I mean, a lot like Joaquin's character, the story's kind of broken.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, he's a broken character, and it's a weirdly broken story.
Like,
and,
there are entire sequences of movie that maybe I thought I should have seen. And they just weren't there.
Yeah, and then, yeah, exactly. It feels like it's going to a place
it's weird.
And then it makes a turn.
It's weirdly incomplete.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Not that it's...
But it's not that it's incomplete. It's just the piece is missing.
I think what it is...
I think they're supposed to be missing.
What it is, it's that you're expecting things to happen in these types of movies.
Right.
And then the director, Lynn Ramsey, writer-director, she's like, I have no interest in giving you what you're expecting.
Correct.
I want to give you something different.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So then things happen, and then you may get like movie blue balls where you're like, oh, I was expecting this movie. It was leading up to this, and then it didn't do that.
No, the unexpected ending made me very happy.
But then
I love that.
There's an ending that's out of left field,
but
it still works.
Works perfect.
Yeah. Which is hard to do.
Yeah,
it's very hard to do. Did you ever see that movie came out a few years ago with the current Flash? called, it's actually the ancient one from Doctor Strange Raising the Flash. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about Kevin.
I think I did.
It's from
see
like
this.
It's from like 6 or 7 years ago, maybe longer.
I think I did see this.
It's a little movie. Tilda Swinton is a mom raising a kid played by Ezra Miller, uh-huh. and he's just like a bad seed.
Right.
You know, and she's doing her best to be a good mom, and he just keeps getting in trouble. And then the whole thing leads up to him, if I remember correctly, yeah. doing a school shooting. Mm-hmm. And she's just like,
I didn't see that.
It's a brutal
no.
movie.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It's crazy. Not the picture I was in.
You would remember The Flash doing a school
I
shooting?
I would have remembered The Flash. Shooting doing a school
I don't
shooting.
Think I don't think they show the school shooting. That'd be fucked up.
Oh, okay. Then maybe it is the same
movie. It might be. It's but it's a tough little movie, and it's the same writer director. Okay. So it's she has no interest in giving you like mainstream good emotional feels. Yeah.
I hate that.
Hey, you know what? It's good. You
I
need
like
artists.
My movies real,
raw and different, yes. and like yes. a little fucked up.
Yeah, that's definitely.
This movie was all those things.
Because we all get, and we'll talk about this at the top of the box office, but we all like our Marvel movies and our escapist entertainment. We're fine with that, but it can't all be that. You know, we got to take in the good cultures as well as the
yeah, like
the popcorn
I got that
stuff.
Vibe, too, from Meet Earl and the Dying Girl.
Yes.
That was a great movie.
Oh,
that was a great
fantastic movie.
Man.
Yo, yeah. You know, because they got you feeling like she wasn't gonna die, and yeah, she yeah. did, and I was like, died. I'm yeah. like my wife was starting to tear up, and I was over there like, yeah.
Not, I mean, it's in the title.
Not that she died, but
it's in the title of the movie.
Yeah, it is in the title of the movie, Dying Girl. But yeah, it's like they
but
went
dying
with it.
Isn't
yeah.
she could be saved.
Yeah, right.
It's not me, the dead girl. Yeah, exactly.
I was like, yeah, this is great. It's like they love this. It's one of my favorite.
Like they went. There, yeah, it feels like movies are afraid to do that because they want to please everyone, so you come back and make more movies. Is Rampage in the top five?
It's top five? What are you, nuts? Actually, it is.
Yeah, okay, there you go. It's The Rock, man.
Actually, it is. Right. I can't believe it.
Spoiler alert, talking about Rampage real quick. For people who haven't seen it, but I think this is obvious.
Not going to.
Dwayne Johnson almost didn't make that movie because the main ape, the one that grows, his name is George.
Right.
In the original script, the way they were developing it, George was going to die at the end, like as a sacrifice, fighting the other monsters, and he was going to sacrifice himself to save everyone. And Dwayne Johnson was like, "If you do that, I'm not doing this movie because I have built up a trust with my audience over the years, and they expect." Positivity for my movies. They want to walk out of my movies feeling good. Mm-hmm. They don't want to walk out of my movies and they're bummed out by the sacrificial. So they changed the ending for him so that the monkey lives. Yeah. I don't know if it shrinks down. I haven't seen it. And that's why Dwayne Johnson did it. And it's making a ton of money. People like it.
Right. I don't know if I
Maybe
could
not
do.
A ton
I don't know
of money.
If I could do that with The Rock. If I go to The Rock movie and somebody like if it's not like walking, even in like a Walking Tall, like he's
made the smaller movies where
he still kind of lived, even though he wasn't supposed to at the end of that movie.
Yeah, that's true. Or what's the one Faster, where he's going around getting vengeance? He's
shooting
people, and then one of them is a priest. He kills them on the beach.
Yep.
Yeah.
No.
And then he lives. He walks away.
Yeah,
and it's like, and he gets his revenge. And then the music's like
ultimate revenge.
Yeah. So yeah, he wants to feel good type stuff. Even
I don't know
that
if I could do if it wasn't though. If I wouldn't seen it, it would kind of like my mind would be conflicted.
It would change your perception.
Yeah. It would be like a Ben Affleck's Batman. He's like, my head off. Like, how did that happen?
It's like this doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, and he apparently knows that.
Yeah.
And he's trying to maintain that image. So he's one of the few who's like, I want to give the good positive energy out there via my movies. So Lynn Ramsey's out there doing the Lord's work, being like, I'm gonna do the opposite. I'm gonna put out the weird vibes with my movies.
Thank you, Lynn.
But do it in a great way.
That's
so
good.
A weird title. You were never really here. It makes sense when you watch the movie, I guess, thematically. But I definitely recommend people checking it out.
Joaquin Phoenix pulls the Batman a couple times.
Hey, you know, Joaquin Phoenix could have been Batman.
Yeah.
He was actually in the running back in 2005 for Batman Begins. It was him, Christian Bale, Jake Gyllenhaal, Killian Murphy, and
he can do the disappearing
Joe
act.
Manganiello.
He can.
Yeah.
No,
you,
in the movie.
You turn around and he's
done. No, seriously, in this movie, they do it. Like, he's sitting there talking to somebody, and then, like, they turn around for a second, and they turn back, and he's just poof. Just like Batman.
They might as well just added a puff of actual puff of smoke.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
So you were never really here. Good stuff. We enjoyed it. What's next?
Number six is next on the top five. Yes.
That doesn't make any sense, but okay.
Tully made $3.18 million, same as total.
How many theaters is this movie in?
1,353.
Okay, so that's a low end of wide release, 1,000 theaters. Tully is the new, speaking of Charlize Theron, that Reindeer Games movie. Where have you seen any of these commercials? She's a mom of three kids, just had a third kid, and she's just like struggling mom, really emotionally distressed over just, you know, the rigors of child rearing, of everything. One of her kids is like a special needs kid, and then someone shows up, like a nanny shows up to help her and help with the baby.
Right.
So that's a setup of the movie written by Diablo Cody, who wrote Juno.
Juno, I love Juno.
Yeah, and Young Adult, another Charlize Theron movie, which is, that was what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, with Patton Oswalt.
So, with Patton Oswalt, that's right, I forgot about that. He had a broken dick, right?
Oh.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. He had a broken dick in that movie. Yeah, yeah. Weird that I remember that detail.
Of all the details to remember about that movie, yeah.
I remember too much makeup on her, and he's got the broken dick.
Yeah.
It hurts when he has sex, it's unfortunate.
So weird.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. This movie doesn't have any broken dicks, but it does have like breasts that are too full of milk, mm-hmm. and like distended nipples, yep. and a lot of other stretch marks. You know, the hard parts of pregnancy. You know, that doesn't really shy away from that stuff, but that's important. It's important to the story to get you inside the mindset of the main character, played by Charlize Theron, who for this movie put on 50 pounds.
She's dope with that though. She did that in Monster.
That's the thing.
Yeah,
I think we mentioned this on the show before. She did that in Monster. Where she put on like 30 pounds.
Right.
Maybe 30 or 40 pounds. But she did it when she was 27. So after the movie, she snapped back.
This is very different.
It took her a year to lose the weight that she put on for this movie, she said.
And that she's in her 40s now?
Because she's like, early, mid-40s. Mm-hmm. So she just doesn't have the same metabolism. And she was like depressed after she put on the weight, and while she was making the movie, it was really affecting her mind. Also,
I think
I'm sure
I heard her talk
too.
About this though.
Yeah, she was very open about about how hard it was to do that.
Yeah, but
it took her a year, but she did it now. She looks great again because she's a goddamn professional and a better person than I am.
In every way.
I went for a run yesterday.
Every way, Chris.
Almost 2 miles. I almost did it.
That's not bad.
It's hard though, man.
Yeah, it is. It does.
The chest and my
legs. That's not bad though.
My calves are burning.
You'd be surprised how many people can't run 2 miles.
I can't run 2 miles.
It took me.
Yeah, you look like you would be like.
Yeah, nope.
Like you should be, man. Mm-mm. Yeah, you look like a Kenyan runner, but like you turn on a negative.
Just because I am skinny does not mean
you're
I'm
heart
in
healthy.
Shape.
He also smokes over a pack of cigarettes a day.
So
that's going to keep you from running.
Yeah.
It took me over a year to get to that. Point. It's hard. And actually, I identify with the scene. So there's a scene in Tully because she's overweight, and after she has the kid, she goes running. And she's like, I gotta get back in shape. And she's just like huffing and puffing, and she's running kind of slow, and someone like runs right past her. And I'm like, man, that's my speed right there. I totally identify with that.
Do you try to zoom past and then almost pass out?
Exactly. Because I know I'll die. So a younger person runs past her, and she's like, oh, man, I want to. And her competitiveness comes out.
This?
So she starts running faster. She's huffing and puffing. And then she like kind of collapses and tries to pass it off. Like, oh, I'm fine. And I'm like, no, I've been there. It's tough.
I've had that experience because I'm running in the morning.
Yeah.
I do 2 miles in the morning.
It's hard, man.
No, it's pretty tough.
Especially in the morning.
I got a younger brother. He just turned 20.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I'm going to run with you. I said, cool. But it's, you know, I'm running.
Yeah.
You know, I let him know.
Yeah. This is not.
He doesn't work out.
Yeah, I'm not fucking around here. Yeah.
And I hit the mile marker and he turned around and ran back home. I was
like, he was like, I'm done.
Really?
Yeah, it just left me. I was like, peace. Like, what the hell is going on?
Hey, at least he made it halfway.
He's had enough.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, he was perfect. I was like, man, I didn't know you could run like that.
when she was running, I was like, I feel her pain.
I felt what you were talking about when I saw him. Like, I was like, done.
Yeah.
I was like, whew. Yeah. I showed him.
And he's like,
oh. And he was like, all right.
like Roadrunner. Like, oh, man, I ain't going to catch him yeah, now.
I was like, nah, it's over.
It must be nice to be young.
And I got back. He was like eating.
And then we're like,
it's like, so what do you want to do? You want to go do something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go lay like, down.
I just did something.
I'm going to get some. I'm going to get a leg massage while I want to get.
Just have my confidence torn.
You're ripping me. Age is brutal. So Tully is, I thought, well made.
Yeah,
right.
He's good.
Yeah, it's interesting. Without giving anything away, it gets kind of twisty.
It's a fun twist.
Sort of. Yeah, it's kind of a fun twist that if you're paying attention, I think it sort of makes itself apparent as it gets closer.
I was not paying attention. It got me.
But Drew, So it's, yeah, I don't want to say what it is because the movie is kind of limited, not a limited release, but not too many people have seen it. So I feel this is going to be one of those movies where people eventually discover it on Amazon
Prime. Oh, yeah, they're going to be like, what the fuck?
Netflix. Yeah, streaming, stuff like that. But it's totally worth it. Charlize Theron. Oh, Ron Livingston, Drew, is the dude from Office Space.
Oh, yes. That's
a lot of fun.
Yes, his triumphant return.
And then Mark Duplass plays her brother. He's the guy from The League, and he did like those Creep movies, Creep 2. He's been in a lot of stuff. Bland white guy, been in so much stuff for the last 15 years. Must be nice. Tully, number 6 movie?
Yep.
All right, good stuff. Can we finally do the top 5?
Number 5 is Rampage.
Oh, thank God.
$4.6 million, total 84.
All right, so we talk about Rampage. We talk about Dwayne Johnson. We got that out of the way. What's number 4?
Number 4 is I Feel Pretty. Made additional $4.9 million, total of 37.
37, really? Does it have a budget?
32.
All right, so not bad. Little Amy Schumer PG-13 comedy. Now, this is the thing. It's her first PG-13 movie. She's known for, she's made a lot of her career
raunchy on rated R stuff.
Yeah, raunchier comedy, sexual comedy for her stand-up act and stuff, you know, just talking about sex or sex life and things like
she
that.
She's taking some hits for this too.
She was, but I feel like it's from people who really didn't see the movie. Like yeah, they maybe like they just saw the trailer.
Yeah, I think it's yeah.
They thought maybe it was another Shallow Hal scenario.
Right. Well people were like, you know, she's sending a wrong message about. And they started fat shaming, said she was fat shaming, this kind of thing.
Yeah, so. But I think it's, I haven't seen the movie either. But from what I've gathered, I feel like it's the opposite, where right. The message is, have the confidence of, just, no matter what you look like, just have the confidence of a quote, beautiful person. Just know that you are beautiful for who you are.
Right.
And have that confidence.
That was supposed to be the message. She took a lot of heat. I'm glad that the movie's doing well because I think it stands for something good.
But well, that's
I think
the thing.
People try to skew things and
it's
a bad deal. She wound up apologizing on one of these shows saying that she should have got, like, let somebody else do the role, like minority or something like that.
Interesting, really?
Really.
Oh, wow. That's sad. You don't want an artist to feel, like, bad about the work that they're doing.
And it was her movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's she made it happen.
She's playing the part that she is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her movie. It makes perfect. So have someone else play her.
Exactly.
In her.
And she's open about her own self-image issues. And right. I mean, when you're popular like that, and then you're not exactly like the picture perfect ideal, you know, if you Google beautiful woman, that type of thing. But she's still attractive to like some people. Drew and I, perfect example. I find her attractive.
I do not.
Drew does that. There you go. I mean, what are you going to do? It's a 50-50 split, but that's just basic human, you know, we see each other and we have our preconceived notions and then the culture shapes some of that and then our own personal culture, you know, it's all weird. So I feel like she's just fighting against it.
Right.
And it's a shame that people don't see what she's trying to do and then want to be mad at it.
People are going to see it, so that's good.
It is good. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think it's cool that a movie like this will eventually find its audience.
Right.
And the message hopefully will get out there. And, you know, maybe do some positive changes. You know, it can't all be dildos, this, and
yeah.
and fart jokes, that. We can try to enact good, too, in the world. Positivity. Speaking of positivity, Drew, what's number, what are we on?
3.
Number 3!
A Quiet Place made $7.6 million, total of 159.
Wow, 159?
That's domestic. Another 95 foreign, not bad. 255 total.
American horror films don't seem to travel so well internationally. They don't make as much money in international
as
like your comic book movies.
Horror
like
and comedy are two things that are very culturally specific.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So what some cultures find scary, others don't.
Exactly.
Yes, precisely. This one, A Quiet Place, have you had a chance to see? This one's a very popular movie.
No, I haven't seen A Quiet
Place. Are you interested in... okay, let's talk about horror in general. Are you a horror fan, thriller? What are your favorite genres for movies?
I'm actually... Comedy, one.
Okay.
I like it to be somewhat lighthearted.
Yeah. You're looking for a good time at the movies.
Two, I kind of like satire a lot.
Oh, okay.
That's like...
Satire's hard now, though.
Yeah, it's...
With the real world.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's what... Kind of like, if she's taking heat over this...
Yes.
Then what if it was any satire in there? Like, they would be burying her.
Exactly, because people don't understand that anymore.
Like, that's my whole personality, though. It's like, satire is, like, who I am. It's like a way of being witty that, you know... So that's one. Mm-hmm. I'm not really... Like, horror's low on my list.
Okay.
Like, you know, I went and seen, like... Like, when you were saying things don't really travel across borders, yeah, so to speak. Like, The Ring came from, you know, Far East, and it, yeah, came over here. And it had that kind of scary appeal to it.
Yeah.
But I'm really not into that kind of, like... I'm not, like, easily scared. So it's like...
Well, that's the thing, too. I haven't been scared, like, legit scared by a movie since I was, you know, a kid. Like, a teenager, right? As an adult, I kind of wish I could be scared. I wish a movie would scare me. Now, at the most, it might make me tense. Like, oh, what's going to happen next? But not right. So much. Like, oh, I'm scared.
I don't
scared.
Even know if I get tense as much as I'm like, it's just going to be like some real crazy death scene.
Yeah.
I'm not like...
And you're just not interested.
The head pops off. How many times am I going to be like...
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm not really into it. You
okay.
know what I mean?
And at this point in time, how many times have I seen somebody's head pop off?
That's what I'm
movie?
Saying. It's
movie?
Like,
I mean, it's gone. It's run the gamut from yeah. horribly disgusting to almost like laugh out
it's
loud
like,
funny.
It's like comical.
Yeah.
It's like, so, whoa, his head popped off. There it goes. Yeah. Whoa, it's rolling. That's
oh, yeah, yeah. Since Braveheart, how many heads? A lot of heads have been lost since
right.
Braveheart. Yeah, yeah. That was definitely. A while ago.
I mean, come on. The first Kingsman movie, people's heads explode in yeah. tiny little neon
yeah, but
mushroom
they
clouds.
They added cute little colorful clouds. Yeah, yeah. They had to add something. Yeah,
they added a little cloud for it.
We never
that
thought
was new.
Yeah, that was new. I never thought about the preponderance of head violence in movies. But you're right; it's all over the place yeah. now. Any did this movie have any head? Not
specifically. I mean, come on, they made an entire series. Called Highlander, about literally people losing
people
their heads.
Yeah, sure. Right. Well, there can, sure,
there
can only be
I
one.
I know, there can be
so,
only one.
Yeah, we have to, we gotta cut them, gotta do some head cut. There's also cutting heads in the movie Crossroads, Daniel Lewis, so Ralph Macchio movie.
Ralph Macchio yeah. is coming back out.
With the Cobra Kai show, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it.
He's like a 50-year-old car salesman.
Why
now?
Doesn't he look like Ralph Macchio anymore, though?
He looked like him for the longest time, and then all of a sudden age caught up to him really fast. Yeah. It's like someone found his Dorian Gray painting and burnt it.
Like, yeah, definitely.
And caught up. It was like, oh no, I'm old again. This is terrible. Well, A Quiet Place is it's a good movie. There's a little bit of violence in it, but not so much. Just enough to put you like in the right mind space of this is the danger level for the characters, and then the rest of the movie is more of a, like a cat and mouse hide and seek
yeah.
type of thing
okay.
where it's like yeah. the danger is out there, we need to
we gotta hide
oh and if they yeah, get found though, it's over.
And then if they get found yeah it's game over if they get
yeah,
found
that's,
pretty
that's
much.
Every horror movie though it's is like it? I gotta run hide
but it's
we know 90% of the people yeah, are dying
but at least yeah. in this movie they're not like when the bad guy comes downstairs, not running upstairs where there's no exit.
That's true. The characters okay, never cool. make dumb decisions. Your typical
horror tropes.
Or I'm going to make a bad decision.
All right.
They make it's a pretty logical movie in terms of we need to survive
they make
this.
They pretty good decisions, actually. Terror. They just don't necessarily work out for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. Movies,
I don't like movies where like people are killing people with like you know knives and then people have access to
I'm
like,
not
like guns and stuff like that. Yeah. I never understand like why you grabbed a gun and
stuff. Why did you start that? This whole thing with a gun? What the
yeah,
hell?
Like what are we doing here?
Yeah, never.
It's like why are you fighting the knife off of him? It's
never,
like,
never bring a knife to a nuke fight. That's what
correct.
Right? That's what
perfect.
You're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Right, this cool. movie though, they're pretty smart about it, and since it has made like $150 million, what's the budget?
I'll check it out.
Budget was $17 million.
Ooh. Oh, so cheap. They are working
that's
on the
beautiful.
On the story for the sequel, A Quiet Place 2. So
I wish I was part of
it. Oh, the sequel is yeah. not going to be good.
No, probably not.
The sequel.
How often are they? You know, probably not. A Quieter Place.
Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah. Too. Oh man, they made a third one.
That
of
was
those,
a, that actually did give me a little bit of like. Cheapest creepers.
It's a creepy movie.
At the end, where he was like pulling him apart, I was like, "Man, that sounds really, really bad."
Yeah, it's pretty gross. It's pretty gnarly. You know, it's. I mean, going back, we'll get back to the box office in a second, but that Cheapers Creepers makes me think of the grossest, gnarliest movie, but in a funny way, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Texas Chainsaw.
It's such a tough movie, right?
Right.
But the thing is, it's the impression of horror. what if you go back and watch the movie, there's not a single scene of, like, no one's getting punctured on screen. Right. You never see anyone getting cut. There's no blood, I think, in the movie. There's no on-screen violence. Everything is off-screen or implied because Toby Hooper, he contacted the MPAA. He's like, I'm making a horror movie. What are the things that would give it an R rating? And they're like, this. He's like, okay, I'm making a movie that doesn't have any of these things. So if you go back and watch it, it's like surprisingly not gory at all, not violent per se, but it's so sweaty.
But isn't that even more like more scary that now you have to use your imagination?
Which is evident.
I can imagine are far worse than the stuff you can put on screen.
Yes. Which has been proven out by the fact that he submits his movie to the MPAA. They still made it R-rated.
Oh.
They're like, your movie is fucked up. There's no way we can put a G on this thing. It didn't even have PG at the time. Like, no way. This is R-rated.
This is R.
He's like, I left out all the things. He's like, nope.
I called an ex. Ahead of time.
Yeah.
Dude, what's up?
I asked ahead of time. We're like, nope, you still made this movie still too fucked up. So there you go. A Quiet Place, so PG-13. Surprisingly, actually a little bloodier than I expected it to be, being PG-13. So, but digital blood, so that doesn't count. Drew Cogburn, here we go.
Number two this week.
Number two.
Overboard made $14.7
million. $14.7? Not bad for a movie that had no marketing whatsoever.
I didn't even know the movie was coming out until like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, despite the fact that we reported on this show, right? And that's only because I looked it up on Coming to Mind. Can you look up the Rotten Tomato score on this one?
Yes, I can.
Do you remember the movie Overboard from the 80s?
I do.
Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. This is the flip of that. Anna Faris is the one who finds the asshole who has amnesia, brings him home, tries to make him a better person by domesticated servitude.
30%.
Make him a better, 30%. That sounds about accurate.
30%
description.
What's the consensus there?
Overboard makes poor use of the ever-charming Anna Faris and chooses questionable source material to offer a remake that fails to clear the fairly low bar set by the original.
Oh, I like Overboard.
Oh, the original.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, let's look at Overboard and modernize, right? It came out in like 85.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I grew up watching it. I love the movie. It's a fun movie. All the kids are animals. The one kid is doing the Pee Wee Herman impression the whole time. Yeah, I was a Pee Wee fan. This is before the whole jack-off thing in Sarasota. Mm-hmm. And that's Drew's hometown. He knows that theater. He was probably outside the theater when it was happening.
I have specific stories relating to that entire incident.
Mm-hmm. But that's another show for
you. Yeah, please. All different stuff.
All that being said, I like the movie. It is kind of fucked up where it's like, he finds this woman, she has amnesia, so he claims her, takes her back to his house, and he's like, okay, raise my kids, clean my shit, fix my life, and then later, I'm going to try to have sex with you too. I'm going to try to convince you to have sex with me.
What you just did was killed the movie. You really killed the movie.
I'm sorry.
And you're right. That's what the movie.
That's exactly what
happened. In 85, I'm just saying, like, it was Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
And Goldie Hawn was in Wildcats.
Yeah.
And she had her breast out. And after that, I don't even shit what Goldie Hawn was in.
That was my movie.
Yeah, dude. Wildcats, fantastic movie. Very underrated. Not enough people talk about that one when they talk about 80s comedies. Goldie Hawn is a dream. She was at her charming best in the mid-80s.
Yeah.
Right? I love that, speaking of Amy Schumer, she brought her back for Snatched a couple years ago. That was really cool. I wish it was a better movie.
Yeah, it was that movie missed the movie.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I got what we were doing, but movies are hard, man.
It seemed like it was rushed. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, happening. The screenplay could have used another pass.
Yeah,
before. They were like, no, we only have Wanda Sykes for 2 weeks. We gotta make this movie. We have to make it happen.
Boo.
So Overboard, yes, that's unfortunately, time does change things.
Right.
So I think you can still watch it and be like, oh, look, they're making the mini golf course, but then be like, oh, it's also kind of fucked up that he's trying to have sex with her.
Yeah. It's also a little weird, Bill Cosby.
Yeah, it's a little weird. It's a little jazzy, Jello.
Yes.
Now I'll never look at Jello the same way again.
Jello. They serve Jello at San Quentin. Is he gonna get Jello for his meals though? Is he gonna be pissed off when he gets Jello?
I don't think he's even gonna see a day, man.
Are you serious? You don't think so?
He's like 90 years old, man.
He is. He's got the whole glaucoma thing going on. Yeah, the blindness.
He's also at the age where you could just decide that you don't want to wake up anymore.
Nobody questions that. I can will my spirit like, to leave my body.
10 years in prison or just call it
or
a day.
Or just call it done.
Yeah, all right,
donezo.
But I don't know, the way he yelled asshole, you never know.
Right. That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah. Would it be possible that they would give him, like, house arrest at his age? I don't know, right?
I don't know.
The sentencing's gonna be interesting. He's an old man.
Is it weird that Goldie Hawn and Russell did that movie and then they were like together?
That's the one. Isn't that the one where they like met and fell in love, right? And they've been together ever since. So you know what?
Overboard, it worked.
Problematic.
Yeah.
But it gave us the life loves of Russell and Hawn. It gave us Wyatt Russell and what's her face?
I don't know.
Kate Hudson.
No, I think Kate Hudson was already there.
Previous marriage? Yeah, but Kurt was there to like
Kurt was kind of
to be the stepdad thing and be like, look at my amazing hair, I'm gonna raise you.
Yeah, definitely.
Seriously, have you seen that head of hair? No, it's like, yeah, God, it's damn amazing. Kurt Russell. Some men are just blessed.
Number one this week.
Unfortunately, he's a libertarian, but we won't go there. Go ahead, Drew.
Avengers Infinity War. Made an additional $112 million this here tiny in little the movie. States.
It'll be a little film.
Total of 450 domestic.
For a total of
713 foreign. A total of $1.16 billion worldwide.
Oh, man.
God damn. That's a lot of money.
That's
in only 2 weeks.
Small amount of money.
Small amount. $1 billion. So I think we said last week we're predicting a $1.8 to $2 billion window there for its final run, which would make it about number four.
Yeah,
maybe right number there. Three all-time movies.
It's
not getting the Avatar.
No, it's not going to touch it.
$2.8 billion.
I don't even know
how that happened. Avatar's not even that good.
No, it's not.
It was a great movie experience.
It was in theaters for like 9 months
because people kept going.
You didn't like Avatar?
I liked it in the theater, but then when I went to rewatch on HBO,
oh no, you can't do that.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
I went to rewatch
it. I'm like, it's kind of boring.
Really,
you know?
Yeah.
But while I was in the theater, I was like reaching out at the embers falling in front of my face. That was amazing. The amazing 3D.
It was a 3D.
So I will be there opening day for Avatar 2.
Well, of course.
For sure.
It's James Cameron.
I'm not even I hate roller coasters, but I went to Pandora.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It was amazing.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
No.
The bioluminescent.
It's worth it. Have you?
No, I haven't. I don't have like a Disney pass or anything, so I don't have the
find
dollar
somebody.
Spend.
You've got the platform. Man, you need to get somebody to give you a Disney pass.
Hey, guys, hook us up with passes to Disney so we can see Pandora's.
CinemaCrestMeso@gmail.com. I talk shit on the mouse a lot. I'm not sure if they'll ever give us that pass.
Just last week, Anwar, Mr. Superstar, excuse me.
I called him the rat.
No, you can call me Anwar. I was joking.
No, I like Mr. Superstar.
It works better.
Just last week, Drew was talking so much shit about Disney. And I was like, we are in the mouse's backyard, man. And he's like, I don't
give a fuck.
He's like, bring it, Mickey. Mickey's going to show up on our door one day and punch this dude in the face. But yeah, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com. Give us Disney passes so we can go see the...
Somebody's going to send those passes.
All right.
Somebody will.
You got to have that experience.
I like your positivity. I do want to go. I am also sort of waiting for the crowds have died down. Like, I know someone just posted online the other day. I saw it on my Instagram. 8:45 in the morning at Animal Kingdom. And the crowd
still
to get in, just the park itself, even Pandora, was thick.
Well, you got
thick with people.
I mean, we are in the beginning of tourist season.
It's not the time.
We are beginning to get into it.
It's not the time.
You got to go on, like,
it is tourist season.
November, September.
Yeah.
Those months. The school months, right?
Yeah, I went in August.
Yeah. Oh, so hot.
Yeah, in the line. It was like a 2-hour wait.
Oh, my goodness.
It was brutal.
That's the thing.
And then it broke down.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, so it's like one of them, like, you know, they've got like all these different tiers.
Yeah.
And like the bottom tier broke down. So they had to like phase everybody into one lane. They were like, when it was saying, because it keeps a timer, it tells you how close you're getting.
Yeah.
And we were down to like a half hour. And it jumped back up for an hour and a half. I was like, my daughter was like, she just wanted to do this for her birthday.
Yeah.
And I don't ride roller coasters, but she was like, Daddy, I said, okay, I'll take you.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I don't want to go. I was like, whoa, we finish what we start. Like, we've been in this line for an hour and a half. We're about to see this through.
Yeah. We're riding this ride.
We're not walking back out.
We're not walking loud, yeah.
And it was worth it.
Was it?
It was worth it.
It was still worth it?
It was worth it. It was more than anything I could imagine doing a roller coaster.
It's
like the movie.
It is, right?
Yeah.
And then I have been to the Harry Potter ones at Universal.
Yeah.
I'm not even a big fan of Harry Potter.
Right.
Walking around in the little world they saw was pretty impressive. Like, wow, this is cool.
It was good.
Just the amount of detail that they put into the work over there is ridiculous.
Plus, I hear the Universal Studios in Hollywood is nowhere near what it's like here.
No, really? It's not even close.
Yeah, like their Harry Potter is whack, and they don't even have like the same store items. Yeah. Their Simpsons.
The Disney is whack too.
The Disneyland, yeah. It fits inside the parking lot at Magic Kingdom.
It's terrible.
But you'll find people online that'll argue Disneyland's better. I'm like, you people are crazy. You know, this is Disney World, man. Yeah, it's a world of
it's
Disney.
A whole different thing.
That's why it's so expensive. And then that's why they also rule the world, because they have things like Marvel's
Thanos,
Avengers,
Star Wars.
Thanos crushes all. Hashtag Thanos was right. Hashtag Mad Titan is on our side.
Hashtag a villain I can support.
Yeah. Like. They've had a couple now. I am, despite his violence against women, I am Team Killmonger. Hello.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
I'm a Killmonger fan, but. Yeah. Thanos, man.
Thanos is like another level of, and they had to. They've been building up to this movie for a decade.
Right.
Yeah, so they had to really deliver on that.
I didn't realize when I was watching the movie, because I've seen all of the other movies.
Okay.
Right, but I actually just saw Doctor Strange this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's a fun one.
That's a lot of fun.
But it's different because it's the whole psychological, almost horror.
I didn't like the
stuff.
Way it ended, though. I didn't like
that. Oh, really? The ending was my favorite part, probably.
I thought they utilized time, but I didn't like how quickly it gave up. Oh, like, okay, enough.
Yeah, it took him like a
free
minute.
Free me! What the hell? It's only been 2 minutes.
Yeah, just a couple minutes of the time loop, and he's like, I'm out of here. Dormammu was like, I'm out of here.
He's got a very small attention span.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's like, I gotta move on, man. This is killing me.
This is killing me.
I have no concept of time. I'm hoping for Doctor Strange 2.
Me too.
While I enjoy Dormammu, I do want a bigger, crazier villain for Doctor Strange 2.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do. I didn't like Captain America, the first one, but I love the Winter Soldier.
They're making them better.
They are.
Like, the first Thor was okay.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
The second one was meh. Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok was
amazing. Ragnarok was
amazing.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And then it was fun. We talked about this last week. How now Thor in Infinity War is the Ragnarok Thor. So he's always making jokes.
Yeah.
He's like kind of a bro. He's got a personality.
Yeah, he didn't have one.
Exactly.
Before,
they gave him a personality. That's all he had to do.
Personality.
Just give the guy a personality. They delivered with
Infinity
War.
The
they did a good job.
Hulks weren't really that great.
And they finally figured out what to do with the whole character.
Hulk character. That was great.
I think the main thing they figured out was Hulk can't have his own movie.
No.
He's got to be
he makes a great sidekick.
Yeah. He is the best sidekick.
He's a great addition to other people's films. Yeah. But his own movie involves Banner not wanting to be the Hulk.
Yeah.
Right.
Who wants to watch? We want to see the Hulk. That's why we're buying the ticket.
That's why we came to see the Incredible Hulk.
Yes, exactly.
I didn't come to see Bruce, man.
Yes, exactly.
I never came for that.
Hey, Ed Norton, we love you, buddy. Why are you trying not to be the Hulk?
That was better than the first Hulk.
The Eric Bana one? Yes, 100%. That movie was shockingly bad.
But the Hulk was a beautiful floating butterfly, Chris.
Well, again,
took like one jump across the Sahara Desert.
the sequence where he is the Hulk and he's fucking up tanks and stuff is the best part of that movie. Yeah. And then the rest of the movie is like, what are we doing? And then the actual literal comic book like frame cuts and stuff. Like Ang Lee took that way too literally. You know,
it's going too much.
Like, you know what? Go back to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. We're good
please,
to go.
Please.
Yeah, please. Leave the Hulk stuff to the Americanos. So, you're a fan of Infinity War. You thought it lived up to the whole build-up.
I did. People were saying that they didn't like it. It wasn't good. Well, I was going to go see it either way.
You can't please 100% of the people.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that people have an understanding of who Thanos was.
Sure.
I didn't. And then someone told me, and I was like, nah, no way. It's like, you know, this is a cash cow. They're not going to end this.
Mm. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. They do have, especially with the Fox deal going through next year, they do have a treasure trove of characters that they can continue to roll with. And I very, now looking back on it, naively, dumb, stupidly, however you want to put it, when we were leading up to Guardians of the Galaxy,
right.
I was like, this is Marvel's potential first failure. No one knows what Guardians of the Galaxy is. This is a hard sell. This could bomb. This could be the end of the whole run. It made It broke records. It was a gigantic movie. They're one of their more popular characters now out of nowhere. So I learned back then. All right, no longer do I
My
doubt
daughter loved
Marvel.
It. I didn't even watch. I wound up watching it with her.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm going to see Guardians of the Galaxy.
Did she end up latching on to like Gamora maybe? Because they have some good lady characters.
Groot.
Everyone loves Groot. Okay. Another fuck up I did. I thought Rocket Raccoon was going to be the breakout star. I was like, everyone's going to love this smart mouth raccoon. Yeah. Everyone loves the damn tree.
Everybody loves Groot.
I am Groot, Chris.
It's wild stuff. And they even used him great in Infinity War.
Yeah, they did great. They bought him, you know. Yeah, I thought the Infinity War, the way that they tie, I thought it was amazing. As a writer, and I do some, you know, some screenplay, stuff like this, the way that they tied all of the storylines in. Was amazing. Absolutely. Alone. I guess that for me, along with the fact that the storyline was great for the movie, the way that they brought all of those pieces together, and then Thanos. I mean, it's nothing else.
I mean, yeah, it's Thanos' movie. Yeah. They might as well have called it like Thanos, you know.
Like the first villain with his own movie.
Exactly. Exactly. Because he was the only one who had a character arc.
Yeah.
Everyone else, their arcs happened in the other 18 movies.
Right.
This one's all about him, and Josh Brolin nailed it. Did a great job.
It was a great movie.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going back to see it again.
There you go. That's why it's going to make $1.8 to $2 billion.
Right. Yeah. It's a see-again movie.
So and I kind of want to see it again. The first time when I bought my ticket, I bought it cash money. Now I got that movie pass.
Somebody was telling me about this movie pass. Right, what is this?
All right, movie pass is... and their deals, they keep changing the structure. So it depends on the day you pull up the website what they have to offer. But I think as of right now, they have for $9.99 a month. I got mine at a $7.99 a month, but I had to pay for it all up front. $9.99 a month, you get a MasterCard debit card in the mail. And then you download the app on your phone, right? And you get one ticket a day, and it's got to be a 2D ticket. So no IMAX, no 3D, stuff like that. But whatever.
It doesn't matter.
You go to the movie theater. That's the thing. You have to be at the theater. It takes away a lot of convenience for you. If you're the type of person who's Fandango or online ticket buying, it doesn't work that way. You have to go to the movie theater. And when you're close to the theater, the app then lets you, quote, check in. So, for example, today, Drew and I went and saw this movie, Tully. Mm-hmm. We went to the movie theater. I pulled up on my phone. It was 11:10 screening, so I clicked on 11:10, and then it said, you're checked in. And then I went to the kiosk to buy my ticket, and I just bought it like a normal ticket. But instead of using my debit card, I used my movie pass, which says on it MasterCard. And if you look on the back, or no, I think it said in the agreement, it's backed by Fifth Third Bank.
Oh, wow.
So it's connected to a Fifth Third Bank account. The funds are controlled by MoviePass, and they give you the money for one ticket a day.
Per day.
So
$9.99.
For $9.99 a month.
Wow.
So you pay $10. Theoretically, you can see 30, 31 movies in a month. You can't repeat movies. You can only see them once. Okay. And then it blocks you. So, are there even 30 movies in a month to see? There might not be. You know, you have to go to different theaters. But it's still...
That's dope.
I mean, the ticket was... Even a matinee, it was a $12 ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So, just one use of the movie pass already paid for it a month. Saving money.
No, that's great.
So, I am trading the
convenience. I go to movies every week.
There you go. If you're going every week, that's the thing. They're banking on enough people signing up that these are people who maybe go once a month. And then,
or once every 2 months.
Or maybe once every 2 months. So then that money's burning. And then also they're trying to find a way to monetize your data. The movies that you see. How often you see them. What theaters you're going to. They want to monetize that.
Where you're going afterwards.
Yeah. Where you're going before and after. So you got to keep that in mind. You're selling your data.
Right.
They're not a charity, right? They're not doing this because they like us.
They're doing this to make money.
You have to buy into it. Which I did. I bought into it. You did not. But I did it because it was $7.99 a month for a very limited period of time. So I'm gonna go ahead and do this because I see movies all damn time. And then another way they want to make money, and this is why they're butting heads with like your Regals and your AMCs and e-ticketing isn't available. They want a cut of the concessions. They want like 20% of the concessions. And they want for every movie ticket sold through MoviePass, they want like a dollar or two. So they want their cut.
Right.
And they're saying, we're bringing X amount of customers to you, so we want the cut of that. And movie theaters are like, no,
we don't want that.
We don't want a middle person.
We set up our thing perfectly for
generations. So here's what's going to happen. Exactly. So here's what's going to happen. These big ones, AMC and Regal, who I think they're together anyway and owned by a bigger company, they're going to have their own MoviePass.
They're going to start offering it themselves.
Yes, exactly.
But that's great.
Exactly. Which will be better. And it's going to be great for customers. So it'll be good for us as consumers. MoviePass, they're going to be like, damn it, fuck. So now they're right now they're trying to sign deals. Like, I think they signed a deal with Landmark, which is Mark Cuban's movie theater chain.
Okay.
He has, like, it's in, like, 30 states or something. So it's not bad. It's mostly Texas and West Coast. But he's also trying to sell Landmark. He almost sold it to Netflix.
Mm.
And Netflix ended up balking.
Netflix, yeah, I heard something about Netflix is trying to buy theaters.
They want to buy theaters because they want to do a thing where...
They can do it because they own the theaters.
Because they want to do... When so movies smart. Come out on their platform for on demand, it'll also come out in movie theaters. That's what they want.
Right.
AMC, Regal, the big companies, they don't want that.
I think that they want to just air it first. It's a different experience on a big screen.
It is different on a big screen. And like, Netflix so wants to give people like, that specials option.
And you can air them on big screen first. Yes. And if you already have a Netflix kind of subscription, you would be able to use that?
That's the thing.
It's going to kill everything.
Could you get... How about this? Imagine this. It's a Netflix movie theater. Two-tier ticket prices. You can go to the theater and see a Netflix movie on a big screen for $10. Or you have a Netflix card, and you show them the card, and maybe it's a $5 ticket, or maybe or maybe it gets you in for free. It's like the cost of a ticket proving that you have it.
Right.
Because their whole thing is they need movie theaters to actually show the movie, so then they can be eligible for like more awards, Academy Awards, and things like that. They're trying to play that game while also disrupting the market.
But why do they need that?
Exactly. Why do you need that?
Because I want you to use the movie theaters to show actual
in a big screen.
Yes.
They just released a movie called Anon, starring Clive Owen. It's a sci-fi movie. It looks really cool. I'm like, I'm gonna watch this, but I kind of wish I could see it on a big screen. It looks like a good big screen movie. Yeah, you know.
Even in Netflix, like, what if you could go see some of these Netflix originals.
Yes, exactly.
Like, and they were on the big screen.
Imagine if they had a movie theater, they can be like, Stranger Things Season 1
Who's not? I'm there.
Yeah.
Like Stranger Things, there.
It would make so much money.
So much money.
Oh my God.
And then, we're going to show you all like 10 hours of it. So for $40, he comes to the movie theater. We show you two episodes, intermission.
Come on, man. Yeah, doesn't want to watch Stranger Things at the
on a big
movies?
Screen? It's like made for it, right?
It's
shot in widescreen and everything. So stuff like that's coming for sure. Netflix just needs the actual real estate. And that's what they're looking for. Landmark, what happened with Landmark is they were hammering at the deal. Last minute, Landmark upped their asking price. Netflix balked. Like, that's a little... Even though we're spending $1.5 billion, billion with a B, on content, we still don't want it. Because now we're talking about being in the real estate game.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
Now Netflix is a land-owning company. Absolutely. You know? Now you're changing what you are. So it's... And then does that mean you're going backwards to brick-and-mortar? Amazon wants to open brick-and-mortar stores.
I don't think that that's going backwards. I think that there's a need.
For actual business.
Yeah, like
physical places?
Right. I think that there's an overreach for, you know, everything to be
online and
cyber, period. I think that's an overreach to some degree. Mm-hmm. You know, people still want to have like that movie experience.
Yeah.
That's why when it comes out and it's like Avengers, it's like it's no tickets.
That's true. That's why when you go opening weekend and it's playing at 9:30, 9:45, 10:15, because the demand is there.
It's a different experience than when you're in there and it's a packed theater, mm-hmm. a bunch of people you don't know. Like, if they said this season, I'm there every week.
Yeah, right? Imagine
like,
they did
there's
that.
No question.
A new episode every week, right?
Yes.
Every Friday.
Are you kidding me?
Seriously.
I'm there. I'm actually there.
That's going to change the way that you start to see TV, period.
Stranger Things would be making $250 million a weekend.
It could, right?
Without possibly. Question.
Yeah, that's the thing. Okay, now here's another thing, and then we're going to move on. Last point.
I know, we're like...
So here's the thing with Netflix. So Netflix, they don't release their numbers. They don't let people know
what
their streaming numbers are. They don't let people know what's most popular, what's least popular. The only way you know something that's not popular is when they do the very rare canceling a show. They rarely cancel a show. Right. They're going to have to start doing that a lot more often. They don't want people to know for whatever reason. I think it's still, and I understand this as a podcaster, it's fake it till you make it. They want people to imagine their success as opposed to admitting, oh yeah, no one's watching our Adam Sandler movies, right? Right, so they keep
We gave Adam Sandler a couple million dollars,
Of dollars for these movies. So when they start putting these movies in theaters, and if they start showing these things in theaters,
then it's gonna expose it.
Yes, now people know. Oh, no one's
the ones. They know the ones that are working. This is my point. It's like you don't have to put everything in the theaters.
Bright 2, starring Will Smith, is perfect to play in a movie theater. I think because I hated it too. I thought it sucked, but they claim that Bright had, like, that's one of the few ones where they put out some numbers and, like, it had
people liked it,
right? Exactly.
I don't think that's gonna work.
It didn't enter into the they gotta pop have a culture.
One day airing of that jet and take it right down,
but then it's their movie theaters, it's their content. they could show it for 2 weeks, then it's gone, and now that's on Netflix for everyone.
Got some good series. I saw 7 Seconds on there. That was amazing.
That's a newer one, right?
Yeah, 7 Seconds was great.
It's a thing. They produced something like 80 movies, and then I don't know how many series.
Their movies suck.
So far.
For the most part, yeah.
So far, they are bad. It's very disappointing.
But the movies, they suck.
So that's why
I don't know what they're doing with the movies. They're almost like TV movies.
Almost.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Is that because they're debuting on Netflix that they feel like
they need to make them TV movies? I don't know. I didn't get, like, even a Bright. They got all this fanfare, and I was excited.
I was looking forward to it. It looked fun.
And it was not good. I get all of the symbolism, but that was weak.
I love Will Smith. I'm a Joel Edgerton fan.
Yeah, it was like the play was.
And then it was like, wait, so you're making the orcs or the black guys again? We're doing this again? Like, we went through this with Lord of the Rings.
So now we have we got a black guy and a black guy.
Yeah, and then the black guy.
And then you got black guys.
It's very confusing.
And then you got Mexicans, but they're.
They're Mexicans, but it's LA, so they have to be gangbangers or a bunch of cholos.
It was bad. I didn't like it.
Yeah,
I love Will Smith.
In the year 2018, every Mexican in LA is still a
gangbanger, a cholo or a gardener.
Well, it was supposed to be a play on that, like the stereotypes.
Yeah,
but I just thought it missed.
Oh, it missed. Oh, it swung and it missed.
But people were saying that was incredible.
Some people saw. Like, well, you know, some people are stupid. So, so it's gonna happen.
All right.
Okay. Avengers, great movie. People watch it. Here we go. New movies on DVD this week. Drew, 50 Shades Free. We can finally finish the trilogy, buddy.
I never saw the second one.
Who cares? We're going to finish the trilogy. We'll skip the second one and just watch the third one. Watch odd-numbered 50 Shades movies. So they put out 50 Shades 4, not happening. 50 Shades 5, I'm there. That's how that's going to work for now. Don't shake your head at me.
I only watched the first one because I lost a bet.
That's why we watched
I had to watch it.
I watched the first one because I was trying to see some of that Jamie Dornan dick. And did he even show none of that dick?
I don't remember.
Exactly. Such the least sexiest sexy movie on the planet.
Seriously. 50 Shades. It is one of the unsexiest movies I've ever seen in my life.
Incredibly bland.
I heard so much about the book and then people were talking about the movie and then I watched it with my wife and I was like, this is pretty terrible.
It's pretty bad. And there's no story there. No drama.
I mean, Geely was better.
And that says a lot.
Geely was better.
And I've seen Geely.
That says
a lot.
Me too, unfortunately.
I've actually watched that movie.
Well, you know what? Drew, okay, you've seen Geely, and you've seen 50 Shades, so you can say.
Yes, I can.
Geely is better.
It is.
Screw your 50 Shades.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. What's come out in theaters, Drew?
In theaters, Breaking In.
I don't know what that is.
That's that, I've been seeing commercials for it while I'm watching TV. It's that, I think, Gabrielle Union.
Oh.
She's a mom.
Okay.
People break into her house, and then they lock her outside, and then she breaks back in to save her kids.
Oh, that sounds fun. That's a little twist.
Yeah.
That's a fun little... That's like, you know, that reminds me of that movie that's out now, Bad Samaritan, where some people break into a house and they bring into a dude's house who happens to have like a girl tied up in his room. So then they're like, oh, we got to go to the cops. And then the cops, they go to the house, and there's no girl there. So then he's like, this guy's a psychopath. It's just an extra flipping of all these dumb conventions.
I just don't. Yeah, I seen the previews for that.
No, have you? Like, I haven't seen any. Does not
look good. Like they push her out the door and close the door, but it's all glass so she can see in. How convenient.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, it's a movie, she's, man.
Awesome. And I love Gabrielle Union, too.
She also, her and Jada Pinkett Smith, speaking of Will Smith, they just buried the hatchet after 17 years.
Oh, nice. Did they?
Yeah.
Isn't that wild? I didn't even know it was a hatchet.
Neither did I. I know there was a problem, but they buried the hatchet after 17 years, guys. All right. 17 years. Maybe she got, Gabriel Union got muscled out of set it off. I don't know what happened there.
Maybe she got muscled out of set it off.
Like, no, we're giving that part of Queen Latifah. She's like, damn it. I've been working out. Drew, go ahead.
This Jim Carrey's back, Chris.
Oh, really?
He's in a movie called Dark Crimes.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the description?
A murder investigation of a slain businessman turns to clues found in an author's book about an eerily similar crime.
Wow.
Is this like the number 21 again?
Or yeah. Is that one of his bad dramas?
I don't know.
Based on the fact that it's a Jim Carrey movie with no marketing, I bet you it's not very good. They're like, damn it, we got a stinker on our hands.
And I want to see, because Jim Carrey's been...
He's a weird guy.
I'll see anything with Jim Carrey in it. Yeah. Doesn't mean I'm going to go to the theaters, though.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we're talking about theaters.
I'm waiting for it to come to me. Yeah,
scrap that last one. I never said theaters. Yeah. That's not going to happen. Well, with my new movie pass.
Yeah, exactly. With movie pass, maybe. Yeah. Otherwise, I'll wait for it to be on TBS on Tuesday night with commercials. And I am going to fast forward to the commercials. I'll watch the commercials. What's next?
And... the new Melissa McCarthy movie, Life for the Party.
Life for the Party. We just saw the trailer for this one. She plays the mom going back to college. At the same time, her daughter's going to college. Her daughter's in a sorority.
And then she's cool.
She's like, oh, I'm cool. I'm the life of the party. So it's a Melissa McCarthy broad comedy.
Rodney Dangerfield?
I was thinking, yes, back to school. No. I was thinking back to school. And then actually, I was like, when the trailer was ending, I was like, is this a back to school remake? And then it's the life of the party. It's like, oh.
It might as well be. Maybe it's just ladies back to school.
Which is,
I felt like we just had two remake movies.
They're all remakes now, in one way or the other. And you know what? Melissa McCarthy knew Rodney Dangerfield. I'm fine with that.
I'm cool with it.
I'm totally cool with that. Actually, I would rather, even though we've seen the trailer now a dozen times, Drew, I would rather see that other movie she's in where she's playing the, based on true stories.
Oh, yeah,
the
writer forging the letters.
Forging letters from more famous authors. Mostly because Richard E. Grant. I want to see it. But, all right, so is that it for what's going on in theaters? That's the thing. Avengers is so big.
Oh, it's making all the money.
That all the other studios are like, you know what? We're going to give them a couple of weeks to hoover up all that money before we release our big movies. The next weekend, we finally get Deadpool 2. Mm. So it's 2 weeks off. But
anyway. Deadpool 2.
Yep, that's going to be big.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm excited. I am excited. You know why I'm excited? Because they got
Zazie Beetz.
Well, first off, Zazie Beetz. They got Zazie Beetz, and I'm a fan of her from Atlanta.
I love you some Zazie Beetz,
and I love saying her name. And they got the guy who co-directed John Wick, and then directed Atomic Blonde to do this movie.
All right.
So the action is going to get
better.
Yeah, it's going to be better than the first
one. I just was wondering how they were going to top the satire.
How are they going to top the satire? Yeah. Would you like me to read the IMDb description?
Okay. I'm listening.
Yeah.
After surviving a near fatal bovine attack, a disfigured cafeteria chef, Wade Wilson, struggles to fulfill his dreams of becoming Mayberry's hottest bartender while also learning to cope with his lost sense of taste. Searching to regain his spice for life, as well as a flux capacitor, Wade must battle ninjas, the Yakuza, and a pack of sexually aggressive canines as he journeys around the world to discover the importance of family, friendship, and flavor, finding a new taste for adventure, and earning the coveted coffee mug title of World's Best Lover.
Oh my god.
When I go back on tour, I need you to come and introduce me to the crowd.
Just like
perfect.
That's awesome.
I'm all in on it now. That's like, I was gonna go see it anyway because Deadpool was so dope.
But it is like, can they replicate the magic?
Because sometimes you start to get, you try to force the...
Yes, exactly. Yes. I think that's the thing.
But it's pretty dope though.
To top the satire of the first one, they have to push it even harder.
Yeah,
they have to break the fourth wall even more. They have to be self-referential. Apparently, who was it? Fox did make Ryan Reynolds cut one joke from the movie, and it was a Disney joke. And Ryan Reynolds, he said in an interview, he's like, I'm even getting in trouble right now for just saying this, but fuck it, I'm going to say it anyway. Fox made me cut a Disney joke from the movie. I'm a little upset about it, But screw them, whatever.
It's Ryan's pretty dope, though. But Ryan's good. Ryan's awesome with the satire, so I think he can pull it off. I'm just worried about the writers and how much freedom they would give him to kind of like do his thing with inside the script.
Exactly.
If they let him do his thing, then I think he pulls it off because I think his personality works. If they try to write it in, that's tough.
They got to let him do it.
Right.
And then write around him.
Right. I hope that's what happens. I'm going to see it anyway, but I hope that's what's happening.
Hopefully. We're going to find out in just a couple of weeks. So, all right, Drew, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Here's your segment.
You must be Doc Holliday.
That's the rumor.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that in the works?
They call me Dr. Manhattan.
And Bridget Fonda.
Do doctors know more about sex?
Doc Hollywood.
That's right. He is here with your prescription for life. Dr. Drew, please take it away.
Chris, Batman Ninja is out. I don't know if anybody knows about this, but there's this little movie called Batman Ninja. It's anime style, came out this year.
Uh-huh.
If you haven't seen the trailer, highly recommend going on whatever video streaming service you have and watching the trailer. I'm super excited, but it's finally been released here in the United States, so I recommend everybody go watch it. I'm probably going to do that tonight. Cogburn out.
There you go. The doctor recommends Batman Ninja. Actually, I remember seeing the trailer for this.
It looks crazy.
I'm like terribly disturbed.
It's what if you watch a trailer, you'll be even more disturbed. Especially when you see
Batman
the
Ninja.
Yeah, because it's crazy Japanese anime style.
So imagine if Batman was set in feudal samurai Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
It's wild.
It looks nuts.
It's wild.
I hate what my imagination did. I'm not happy with that.
That's on you and your pure imagination. Let's take a quick break, guys. Crespo Disco time. I'm going to play a song. We had a very successful event yesterday at the Stranded Sailor with Get Rad Records. We had a ton of bands playing. We did some podcasting. We saw a dude hammer a nail into his face.
And then later on, he had somebody staple a $20 bill to his cheek.
Oh, Drew stapled three single dollar bills to his waistline with a big old stapler. Really? Yeah. He's a sideshow act. His name is Pigpen. You can check him out. Pigpen Orlando.
Okay.
Yeah. What else did he? Oh, he also took a blowtorch and he
rubbed licked it.
He licked it. He licked the flame and then he put it out on his tongue and he put out the blowtorch as it was. As it was going. That's and then he picked crazy. Up a guitar and he played a song about alcoholism. So
yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah. That was the beginning of the day.
That's the beginning of the day.
Yeah, that's how he started. That was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Who has to go on after that?
Oh, like, a bunch of ska and punk bands and stuff. And yeah, it was wild. It was a wild day. So we're gonna play one of the bands that played 69 Fingers, so with Get Rad Records, local guy. Shout out to Steve Osborne. We're gonna play their song called Captain Fear. Ooh. So enjoy this little bit of punk rock, and we'll be back with the second half of the show with Drew and Anwar. You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
That's the Crespo Disco air horn, Drew.
For the first time ever, you can get your own copy of Lady Rabtastic's Greatest Hits, Volume 69. For the low, low price of $99.99, you'll receive a limited edition compact disc featuring such songs as Go to the Club.
Let's go to the club, let's drink a drink. Ooh. You look good in that skirt, let's go to the club. Ooh.
Jesus Save Us.
Jesus, you sent us Trump to save us.
Have you ever seen an elephant swim?
Have you ever seen an elephant swim? It's got paddles on the bottom of its feet.
Go to the club again.
Shirt off, touch my nipples. Ooh, let's go to the club and get drunk, baby. Why you looking at me? I'm looking at you. Let's get on down, stick it in my poo hole.
Who am I?
Who am I? I'm Lady Rapsessy.
And of course, Swing Low Sweet Chariot.
Sweet Chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet.
You'll also receive a gold-plated cassette single of Lady Rabtastic's newest hit, Sex Work.
Sex Work. Going home to clean the bed, cause tonight I'm doing sex work.
Call today at 1-555 Lady Rabtastic. Close to major credit cards not accepted. Available for a limited time only.
A PFT Media production.
Welcome to the Crespo Show.
Woo! We are back, episode 278, doing our thing. That was a bit of a Ric Flair for you guys, although I'm still working on that Jesse Ventura.
I'm working on that Jesse Ventura, governor of Minnesota. That's my baseline, governor of Minnesota, but now I'm living in Mexico. Drew's not impressed. Drew Sagogburn.
Chris.
How you doing?
I'm here.
You're here.
I'm still here.
Nice to see you, buddy.
I never left.
I appreciate that, not leaving on during the break. I'm always afraid this guy's going to leave on the break. And then our guest still here, Anwar Superstar, Mr. Superstar.
Duba.
How you doing, buddy? Having
still
a good time?
Him, man. All right. I'm him.
You haven't left either. That's also a good sign.
Drew stayed, and I was like, oh, must be a staying.
We're not going anywhere yet.
We have yet to have a guest leave. Actually, we did have one guest leave during the half.
Oh, we did. Yeah, you're right.
But then another guest came in. It was pre-planned.
It was odd.
Yeah, he had stuff to do. Family man. Stuff, whatever. He's excuses. He's just trying to leave. plugs.
He had a family. That's
family. Get
you know excuses,
here.
You know, guys have.
Doctor's appointment. Get
wife and
here.
Kids, this
we're,
kind of thing.
We're recording podcasts here. This is what's important.
This
screw your family.
Important. Plugs. People, email us, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram, cinemacrespediso, and join our Facebook group, cinemacrespediso. Hit me up on Twitter at @IamChrisCrespo. Drew, where can people find you online?
At antihero419, some places on the internet.
Yeah, I'm sure. Is that antihero? Hit him up. If you got a minute, let him know. He's talking about that weed. He's talking about weed, guys.
Yeah, I am.
Talking about weed. Anwar.
Yes, sir.
Plugs. Where can people find you online? Where do you want people to find you online?
Oh man, you know what? This has been like a thing.
That's a thing. You can't assume that people are always online.
I don't have an online presence.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of like am working on it. I do have an Instagram, but it's only about my socks and my sneakers.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm looking it up right now. What's your Instagram?
If I say it out loud, then everyone has access, and they're gonna know it's me.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah. You don't want them to know? Okay, fine.
I'm going to tell you what it is.
Okay.
Actually, I'll write it down.
Write it down. Yeah, right.
You can go see it. It's a true story.
Here you go. Write it down, and I'm going to follow you.
We'll have you sign an NDA later, Chris.
I'll sign an NDA. I won't let people know, which is the socks and shoes account that I'm following. That's secretly
Star socks and shoes.
Superstar socks. There you go. All
it's
right.
A real thing.
Okay, I'm following the fuck out of this for sure. That's happening.
Like I don't have any pictures of me on there. It's like nothing like that.
All right.
You know?
Well then let's talk about your story real quick here. If people look up your name on Google,
right,
they're gonna see one fact
Go.
That we haven't mentioned yet on this show. We've been holding off on. And I didn't feel like leading off with it because you're your own man.
Right.
But if we're going to give people a reference point, what's the one thing that's going to come up if they Google your name?
Most of the things that are going to come up if they Google my name is that I'm 6'1", I'm dark skinned, I'm super gorgeous.
And that's the truth.
I'm staring at the man right here. He's
wearing short shorts, he's got great legs, yeah. He's got it all going on. You know, ladies, he's got it all going on. You know? Yeah.
I'm not single, but I'm free. I'm available. It's a difference. I know that one of my older brothers is the formerly known Mos Def.
Yes, Yasiin Bey. Yes,
actor Yasiin Dante Smith Bey.
Mm-hmm.
Of some really good movies.
Absolutely.
He's been in some really good ones.
He's been in a couple of not so good ones, but you know what?
Yeah.
But you know what though? Like Gene Hackman, even if the movie's not good,
he was good in it.
He's always good.
He does his thing.
There's a handful of people who are always good no matter what.
I really think that people are only seeing like the tip of the iceberg of what he can do.
Oh, sure.
As an actor.
Yeah.
It's really, really impressive.
I do feel like he could have had more opportunities.
And see, that was the thing. Like, he was always so good.
In the early 2000s,
That he was doing. And then all of a sudden, he just disappeared. It's like nobody wanted to give him the opportunity to do anything anymore.
No, he's very selective about
what
he does.
Okay,
he has something that a lot of... because he was an actor first. His Sad Card is over 30 years old.
Really?
Yeah, he was in his first feature film at like 11, 12 years old.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that's
sir.
That's crazy.
So, yes, sir. So what he has is the ability to be able to be selective with movies that he chooses because he doesn't have to do movies for a living.
Which is awesome.
Because he can also tour because he's amazing with music.
Sure, yeah.
So he's got that working for him. So it's really just about getting the right roles and and where he's at as far as what he's feeling like he's going to do. There are a lot of roles in a lot of big movies that you watch that I know came, across that... He didn't do.
He passed up on it.
With some really heavy hitting names. It was a lot of stuff there. And we go back and look at it and say, wow, that really did well. But as far as where he wants to align and where he wants to project, it just doesn't work out. But he's awesome.
And just because the movie maybe turned out good or was successful doesn't necessarily mean it was the best thing for him. Yeah, exactly. So you gotta be picky sometimes. Right. Compared to another great, I think great actor we talked about already, Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Another one, very, very picky.
Very.
He gets plenty of offers for huge movies. He can be in whatever he wants, essentially. But he's like, no, you know what? I'm going to do this little You Were Never Really Here film instead.
Well, he wants to do real, like, I don't want to say what people do, box office isn't real acting. I don't want it to come across like that.
No, but right.
People
want
to be more character driven.
Yes.
I guess that's a better way of saying it.
I think that's
it.
A great way to put it. Yeah.
I think there's a difference between movies and film, per se.
Right.
The old movies and film. You know? And then, you know what? Even below movies, then you have flicks.
Well, no, exactly. You know?
This is the aforementioned. I'm watching this on TBS on Tuesday.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's true. And incredible talent. And I listen to some of the music that is out there online. Like there's that Dan the Automator song.
I was on that Dan the Automator song.
Yeah.
Dan let me hop on that joint.
I gotta say it.
And I was on, actually, that was probably, I did the joint with the Chemical Brothers and that.
Yeah,
was like a platinum project.
Yep.
And it actually won a Grammy. And then
did it really?
That project won a Grammy.
Wow,
yes, sir.
Nice.
Wow. Yep, it did. Chemical Brothers was super cool.
Did you get a
You know, I hit the Grammys up and I was like, hey, yo, you forgot to send me.
What's up?
And they were like, who is this? Like, never mind.
You know what? But
I thought I was calling someone else.
Yeah, you gotta ask, though. Sometimes you just gotta ask. They may be like,
here you go.
What you do?
It's like, sitting right here. What's your name?
But I did get, like, plaques and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, cool.
It was a platinum project and everything. So, we had that. And then the Danny Automator joint was on, like, NBA 2K.
Right, yes.
And, like, crazy enough, it's, like, people who, like, younger people who played the game would know who I was. And I didn't realize that it was, like,
from the video
thing.
Game.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, wow, I never really thought about it. But then when I thought back, I was a big Madden guy.
Yes.
And I would know the songs on that because they play
over and over
in a loop.
Realize
how much people had to listen to me.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
And for real,
in your living room today.
For real, some people out there were like, God, the this song again.
You know? Yeah, right. Yeah,
like, but like, you're right.
But
though.
When they see me, they're not like that. They're like, wow, you're 6'1", you're dark skinned, you're really good. Look like the things I was saying earlier.
Well, the truth. You mean the truth.
The truth. They understand the truth.
You're talking the truths.
Yeah.
Speaking the truths to the Utes.
Right.
The yes, I would play, and then they don't make those 2K games anymore, do they? The NBA ones? I think they stopped a while ago. I mean, I stopped playing video games overall.
I phased out of Call of Duty. Man.
Yeah, you know, I love video games. I would like to play them. I may want to get on that Red Dead Redemption 2 when it comes out. October 26th.
I'm hearing about this new game that they got out. What is it called? Never mind, because I forgot.
You're right. Okay, maybe it'll come up to you. Yeah, just shout it out in the middle. Just shout out when you think of it. The I miss playing those NBA 2K games. The NFL got into the 2K thing where they had the ESPN stuff.
Yeah,
and the music was always good. And then also, Drew listens to a bunch of music still.
Yeah.
That he discovered from the GTA games.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto. And there was also a game called Sleeping Dogs.
Right. Yes.
That was really popular. Yeah. And I got into a couple of artists just through listening to that stuff. It's like, yeah. Oh, this song again. All right, you know what? Screw it. I'm finally figuring out who this person is.
I'm about Shazam it.
Yeah. And on 2K, it used to like put your name like it was scrolling.
They would.
Yeah.
They would actually like give you on screen credit, which is
And that was
cool.
Like the only 2K I didn't have. It was like, really. Like I wasn't like, because I was already me. I didn't need to see it.
But he got a vote.
I saw me every morning.
But you gotta vote for yourself.
Like,
man.
I wasn't lacking mirrors.
You have to cast your own vote. You gotta buy a copy
I
of the game.
I had enough mirrors at home.
Oh, man. Not me. I'd be like, I would have a box of the games in my damn closet.
It's like, hey, I got some extras. You want one?
To play them.
Like,
an old Xbox just to make sure you can still play
it's like,
it.
It's like, yeah, you know, when people bring it up sometimes, it's like, yeah, I was on a damn automated gym. It's like, oh, that's right. And then it's like, oh, that was on 2K. That's right. Like, because
kids
crazy. Would be like, when they would see me or, you know, things are happening, somebody would be like, oh, yeah, Anwar Superstar. I'm like, yeah. I'm like
how do you know who I am?
That?
from pretending like to be playing Shaquille O'Neal goddamn right? Lakers. Like, yeah,
I was like, wow, that thing has some.
I think I misplaced that, but yeah, that's awesome. That's crazy how video games have so much saturation that you can put music in there. And it's almost better than being on the radio.
Actually toured.
Like a 2K tour?
Word up.
Not a surprise. That's crazy.
They toured it. I mean, Rhymefest was on there, I remember. I didn't tour with them because it would have took Yassine going on a tour as well.
Okay.
And they couldn't come up with his kind of numbers. I mean, I would have took whatever numbers they had. Like,
sure.
It was like, hey, listen, I'll just go and do like my half verse. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
What do you got for that?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What's the numbers? And they were like, you know, they were cool with it. Man. They were like, yo, you can come out. They were, you know, offering me some cities. But even at that time, I was asking for money. Not Yassine money, but I was like, you got to kind of pay me a lot.
Pay me like, a bit.
Yeah, like.
Just a little bit. Yeah. I mean.
Pay me like you're paying.
You can insult me with money.
Yeah, please.
Even if it's a low ball, offer me something.
Throw money at me.
Okay, we heard that real quick in the background. That was the cue for Juicer Cogburn versus the World. So, Anwar, Mr. Superstar, here we go. I have a game.
I'm ready.
Drew is on the ropes here. So, let's see if he can knock him down to a record of 500, I should say. Drew, currently, this year, you faced 17 people already. Mm-hmm. You were 9-8.
Mm-hmm.
9-8 for the year. So, this week's game, simple enough in execution, in theory, it's called Real or Fake. We've played this before. Drew hates
game.
Them. Real or Fake. I'm going to name a movie title. You tell me if it's a real movie that was actually made or if it's fake. Okay. So I have two groups of five. I have group A and group B. Anwar, since Drew lost, the winner takes the ball out first. You get to go first. Do you want group A or group B? Choose wisely.
I'm taking group A.
All right. Group A. Is this movie real or fake? Number one, Super Babies, Baby Geniuses 2.
That's real.
That's correct. Number two, Death Spa.
Death Spa.
Yep.
Like a spa that you go to get...
To get a manicure and all that stuff, yeah.
I'm going to say that's real, too.
That is real. Yes, that is real. It's on Amazon
I can
Prime.
See that. Yeah. I can see that happening.
It is terrible, but awesome.
I can see that
it's
happening.
It's so fun to watch.
I can see that happening.
Number three, Rochelle.
You use it in a sentence?
I'm going to go see Rochelle.
Give me the... Place of origin. I'm gonna say that's not a movie.
Correct. Not a movie. Number four, Ninja Terminator.
I'm gonna say that is a movie.
That is a movie.
What?
And number five, sack lunch.
Sack lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Like a sack?
Like a paper bag.
Like a potato sack?
No, like a paper bag sack. Like sack lunch. Sack lunch. Like you'll take to school.
Vegetarian. I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say yes?
Yes.
Sack lunch is not a real movie. Oh, but still, 4 out of 5. Great, great score. Here we go, Drew. You got to run in.
Ninja Terminator.
Yeah, real movie. Yeah.
Ninja Terminator.
Yeah, it's a real movie.
I felt Ninja Terminator was a real movie. I could see sack lunch, too.
I'll explain the fake movies in a second. Drew, here we go. You know the game. Number one, prognosis negative.
Not real.
Not real. That is correct. Number two, Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Real.
That is correct. Number three, Chopping Mall.
As in, like, chopping?
Yes.
As opposed to shopping?
Correct.
Real.
Correct. Number four, Chunnel. As in the high speed,
I know what the Chunnel is.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if they made a movie about it. not real.
Correct. Fake. And finally, number five, My Stepmother is an Alien.
I really hope that's real. I'm going to go with real.
You're going with real. That is correct. Yeah! Wow. 5 for 5. That makes you the winner. Anwar, you did great, but Drew really pulled that one out. And I don't mean
to. Feel like you was saving this good day.
He was saving it.
And that died on sack lunch.
Sack lunch.
Oh, Death by Sack Lunch. Is that a real movie?
It's a sequel.
Not in a check.
It's a sequel to Sack Lunch.
Is Sack Lunch a real movie?
Rochelle, Sack Lunch, Prognosis Negative, and Chunnel are all fake movies from Seinfeld. They're all fake movies featured on the TV show Seinfeld. Good game, guys. Combined, you got 9 out of 10. You're both a couple of smarties. I appreciate you very much.
Yeah. I'm just a bit lucky dummy.
You just got a little bit luckier.
Yeah, I'm just a lucky dummy.
Okay, well then, Anwar.
I'm listening.
What do you have any projects then that you're working on now that people can, or do you have anything that people can hear besides the Dan Automator that's online right now? And
you know
the
what?
Chemical Brothers?
Yeah, you know what? I'm about to post all of my music.
Mm-hmm.
Have like 6 mixtapes
okay.
that I used to like do actual. I wanted to keep them hard copy to keep that kind of vibe about
old
it.
Old school vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, like people really was. But then
you know, cassette tapes are coming back.
I hear that, but yeah. I don't have any cassette tapes. How I would even go about doing that.
Exactly, yeah.
But
yeah.
We were doing, like, thumb drives and stuff like
sure,
that.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
Giving people, the, like, people was purchasing the music. So yeah. I'm going to do a site and put all the music up there.
Okay.
Like, over, like, 150 songs
damn,
on there.
Might as well.
It's, like, a lot of work.
Might,
you know,
might as well,
some though. People, some of the features that I did with some of the guys that were running with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to hit you guys. I'll let you know exactly when. I'm going to get that
please
done.
Do.
ASAP.
As a matter of fact, when you get it done, and you have the site up and you're ready to go, you're ready to promote the site, here's the site, we'll get you back on the show.
That's what I'm talking about.
We'll get you back on here and you can promote it together.
Yeah, it's going to be different than Dan the Automator, though.
Good. That's excellent.
Fine.
Great. Hey, I love Dan the Automator. That's fine, but it's also very 2008.
Yeah.
You know, it's 2018.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
It is time to move
it's
on.
It's a little bit different. But right now in Orlando, what I do is I'm vegan.
Okay.
Right? So what I did was before I was vegan, mm-hmm. in my pre-vegan life, I was a desserts guy.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm a desserts guy.
Interesting.
Like,
this is going to come up later.
Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. So what I wound up doing when I went vegan was not being able to have the desserts that I love.
Man, a lot of dairy, a lot of cream, right?
Right, especially cookies. Like, I was and this is a true story. I hate to say this. But, like, in, like, junior high school, yeah. I would take my lunch money, and I wouldn't eat lunch.
Aww.
And I would go after lunch, like, after school, and I would go buy cookies and strawberry quick. And I would only
and just go to
that
town.
That was eat. That was it.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Good. For a kid, that sounds
good. Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And people knew I was going to have cookies.
Yeah.
And it was, like, always. So now it's, like, I had to find a way to get my cookies.
Okay.
And I make the best vegan
get out of here
chocolate chip
really?
And now vegan oatmeal cookies
what
nice. In the city you can get them at select places
such as
Axum in Winter Garden.
Okay.
Axum is an awesome coffee shop if mm-hmm. you've never been
mm-hmm.
go downtown, want to go and
Axum. I've heard good places about that place. Yeah. I like some.
Axum is really dope. The smoothie room in Soto.
Okay.
They got amazing smoothies. Miguel over there is doing an awesome job. The cookies are there.
All right.
The break room, which is also in Winter Garden, they have them there. They have actually a really dope coffee shop as well. Eaton's Fresh needs to let me get in there.
Downtown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All over. Like, I've been calling Brian. Come on now.
Make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
Why not?
People love them. And I should, you know, I come to these places and I don't bring the cookies. I had cookies. I should have bought you guys cookies.
I would have loved them. If you have, could cookies.
Imagine having a regular cookie. And like, if somebody says vegan and they say dessert, what is your first response?
That something's going to be missing when I take a bite.
Suck.
Yeah, that something's going to be.
I work at a vegan restaurant.
This guy works at a.
Where do you work?
I run the kitchen at Market on South.
Oh, okay, so you okay.
Valhalla Bakery.
Valhalla Bakery, yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Well,
there.
Valhalla actually does an amazing job of not tasting vegan.
Oh, man, their food is so much worse for you than regular
baked goods. They're so dense.
It's so much dense. Worse for you.
But I'll eat the hell out of
it. I would like to tell people this. Because it's vegan doesn't mean
it's good for you.
It has less sugar.
Yeah, no.
Or it's healthy for you.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
It's just missing animal. It's exactly. Somewhat healthier.
Somewhat healthier, but
it can be.
They can be replacing the other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I know the secret behind the vegan donuts.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Yeah, I know the secret.
I like to keep. I keep my fascinating.
The secret behind the vegan donuts? Pig fat. Don't tell anyone. Oh, secrets
don't
out.
Don't tell anybody.
Sorry about Valhalla.
Valhalla has amazing donuts.
There's
a few places in Orlando that do pretty good stuff. Orlando. She does really good. She does pop-ups. Yeah, she has really good donuts. They aren't as dense as Valhalla's.
Yeah.
But
Valhalla's dense as hell.
They are.
Yeah, but Valhalla's really
great. I'll eat the fucking
really
donuts. Well, especially when I get them for free.
Especially when Drew got them for free. I'll eat the fuck out of those donuts.
Yeah, I was going down there, like, driving from Windermere.
Yeah. To make it happen.
And it was lined.
Oh, yeah, no, people drive all the way. We had really some people drive from Melbourne a couple weekends ago and came down just for the donuts, and we were sold out, and they were very, very
angry. Yeah, you gotta get there early.
They were angry.
But, no, I
think a certain amount.
I have the best chocolate chip and now the best oak.
Damn, I want to try these.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have some dropped off to you guys, man, because I don't think I live that far from where you guys are performing.
What a sweetheart. Either that or I'm going to have to drive out to Exxon. Like, give me them Anwar cookies, man.
Yeah, they know, man.
They know. They know which ones are. Right, cool.
They know exactly. You'll see it. Bell's. They're Bell's homemade cookies.
Bell's homemade cookies.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're dope.
Vegan cookies. That's very
cool. So
that's
really, like, really the move here. Okay. It's like, trying to, you know, get people to understand, like, you know, you can still get, like, good desserts
if
you're eating vegan.
Well, you know,
and right now it's a lot of donut.
Yeah,
it is. It's like
donuts is an easy
donuts
sell.
Are huge right now.
Easy sell too.
Yeah,
easier to make, easy sell. Cookies is definitely harder.
Cookies are going pretty fast.
If you do it right, then you're
like,
gonna blow
people
away.
My problem with the cookies now is I really can't keep up with the demand.
A great problem to have.
Yeah, it's an amazing problem.
It's a fantastic problem.
It's like we're selling out and they're like hitting us right back. Like hey, we need more. We need more.
You got it. Yeah, that's excellent. That's great. I can't wait to try some.
And you can catch that. You know, I do have an Instagram for that.
Which is
Homemade Bells.
BELLS.
Yeah, home_made_bells.
Okay, I followed your other account, which I'm not going to say what it is.
Yeah, okay, let me see.
Let me follow it. But Homemade Bells. BELLS?
Yes.
All one word?
No, it should be underscores under each one.
Gotcha. Home. And everyone listening at home, I hope you're doing the same thing right now that I'm doing.
Yeah, have the best. I'm telling you, you can order right there, right from the joint.
Homemade. Home. Best vegan chocolate chip cookie in Orlando. Follow.
That would be me.
It's happening. It's done. Oh, man. Look at these cookies. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those look good. Those look like some good cookies, Drew. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to eat some of these damn cookies. All right. Very cool. Homemade Bells. Underscores between each one. People, follow it. Eat these damn cookies. Shipping available. DM for info. Non-GMO ingredients.
Yeah, no, it's all organic.
Certified delicious.
Yeah, certified.
Who did that certification? Who? What company? What body of...
Anybody can certify
governing
delicious.
Body. Yeah, governing body. Certified.
The delicious body of Orlando.
You know, I took it to the kids, man. When the kids certified it, I was like, okay, I've got something.
If the kids are eating your cookies...
Yeah,
it's on.
The kids are eating it,
it's nothing.
I was like, okay.
All right. Awesome. Super exciting. So people got the cookies... when you get the website up with your music, we'll have you back to promote that.
Absolutely.
And there we go. All right. So that's how the plugs work. Thank you so much, buddy. Drew, let's go by the board. Let's go ahead. We have our, I mentioned off the show to you guys, but we have our New York City senior correspondent, horror film aficionado. We're not that into horror, just like you're not that into horror. Drew and I are also similarly, like, I have a handful of movies that I love.
Right.
Classics. Shining. The Thing. Movies that are just undeniably good, right? But Billy D, he's the type of guy that's like, he went to Blockbuster in the 90s, and he would go to the horror film section and just start at A. And just go down, rent all the movies.
Really?
He's seen so much garbage.
He's seen so much garbage just to get to the good stuff that he is our man, our homie in New York City, and he has an intro. And guys, it sounds like this.
Whoa, this is heavy. There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull? What? Dude, we're totally gonna kill you now.
That's right, it's time for Billy D's Death at the Movies. He hits us up every week. Drew Sacogren reads the email. Drew, take it away.
What is up, my dudes?
What's up, Bill?
It was a great weather week up here, so I finally got outside. Woot!
Yeah, it was snowing in New York City like a week ago. What's that all about? It's May.
Feels good to wander around the city, reconnecting with old records and taking pictures.
Very cool.
It wasn't all outside fun, though. Oh. I caught some oldies on Shudder and a new film that I played on a whim.
All right, let's hear them.
The amount I miss browsing video stores is directly proportional to how much I hate browsing a streaming service.
Yeah.
So when I feel that frustration creep in, I log out, take a breath, and log back in.
Okay.
I commit to watching the first thing that catches my eye.
Okay.
That film last night was Der Nachtmahr.
Der, oh, sounds German.
On Twitter.
Can you spell Nachtmahr?
N-A-C-H-T-M-A-R.
N-A-C-H-T-M, okay.
On Twitter, I said this movie was a little bit E.T., a little bit It Follows, and a little bit Kids. Now that I've had some time to think, I'd also like to add Donnie Darko to that list.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It's not ripping these films off. There are echoes or themes I could latch on to.
That sounds good.
It starts with a warning about strobes and a certain kind of audio, directing you to play the film as loud as possible, so I set up the projector and went to 11. A German party girl named Tina goes to a party one night where she's showed a particularly graphic video on the internet. Oh, and by party, I mean like a super private rave with some very German techno blasting. This video freaks her out and she goes home shortly after watching it. She starts seeing this little monster everywhere after that. It's like a weird pinhead fetus that starts following her around. Crawling on the ground and whimpering, it eats all the food in the refrigerator and messes up her room while she's at school. It starts losing her shit because no one else can see the little creature and it's fucking with her. This movie is super German. First giveaway was actually seeing someone pee at a party. I was like, what the fuck? Oh, right, German. I really like this. It was deliberate and interesting, and despite me saying all these things, it reminds me of it was shockingly original and almost sweet.
Okay.
The actress who plays Tina really went for it with this role and was pretty fearless in her performance. I'd recommend it in the same breath I would Possession, though not nearly as disturbing. Mm-hmm. It's on Shudder. Highly recommend. Stay cool, Billy D.
Der Nachtmahr, German film on Shudder. Shudder is, it's like Netflix for horror films. So if you're into that genre, Shudder is a great service to use. Bill uses it all the time. So there you go. Der Nachtmahr. All right. Now, people can contact us and the listeners of the show. This is the podcast of the people. I'm the film critic of the people. Drew is the Drew Sacogren of the people. You're the Anwar of the people.
I am the Anwar of the people. And this, I like that.
You're the superstar of the people. That's even better.
Superstar of the people.
That's way better. That's way better.
Mr. Superstar.
Excuse me. Thank you, sir. This is the segment of the people, the voice of the people. We call it the Vox Populi.
That moment you've all been waiting for. The world famous
Vox Populi.
Vox Populi.
Vox
Populi.
Vox Populi.
Vox Populi.
Vox Populi.
That's right. What you see, you tell us. Reread it, Juicy Cogman. Take it away.
We got two emails from Carmella, even though they're pretty much just one.
All right, Carmella, double up. Let's go.
He gave the email and then an extended email.
So he gave
us
a PS.
Yeah.
So let's hear the first one.
An add-on, if you will.
Let's hear the first
one. I just read the second one because it's the first one.
Oh, very confusing.
A little bit more.
Very confusing. All right, here we go.
So.
Unnecessarily confusing.
He's got a Legion 2 review.
Legion. Season 2. Are you watching anything on TV? Are you a big TV watcher?
I'm not.
Not really? Do you know about the show Legion?
Yes.
It is a wild, wild show. If I feel like there's only a handful of shows on TV right now worth watching. Two of them are on FX. Legion and Atlanta are both like...
so good. Right, I'm an Atlanta fan.
Atlanta's...
I haven't watched this yet, though.
Man. It is...
Is it really good?
It is. It's different.
I don't mean a sidebar, but I just watched his new video.
I haven't.
Donald Glover.
Is that Childish Gambino?
Gambino. He just put out a new video. It's really dope.
Is it really? Yeah. Is the first song off of Awaken My Love, or is it a new song?
It's a new song.
Oh, new song already?
Time for a new album?
Already? He just put out Awaken My Love.
I'm okay with that.
That's a great album, man.
I gotta check out Atlanta this year.
Yeah, no, it's good. Robin season is off the chain.
They took it to another level. Did they? Yeah. It's pretty astounding how it grows.
Starkly different from the first season.
And Legions.
Legion is wild. It's the son of Professor X.
Oh, okay.
And in the first season, he's a telepath, the world's most powerful telepath, but he has possible mental illness. So it's like, oh, what does this mean? The second season just continues on. So, okay, he's going to give us a review of a season that hasn't finished yet.
Yep.
I'm going to point that out.
Season 2 review.
Here we go.
It's nice to know someone else likes LSD as much as me. Aubrey Plaza is super hot. John Hamm is the narrator for season 2.
Yeah, he is.
How the fuck did this actually get made?
That's a great question. It's a wild show, man. If you're looking for something that's, like, different.
Right.
Oh, this is so different.
And it's not going to hold your hand, and it's not going to treat you like an idiot. This is the type of movie to do it. While still movie. Being...
TV show.
They're the same thing now. They're practically the same thing. A TV show, it's not going to hold your hand, but it's still going to be kind of comic book-y, X-Men-y, just a little bit, you know? It's still going to have some of that stuff.
Well, because that's the driving force behind it. That's the storyline. Those are the characters.
100%. 100%. So. 100%. And it's good. It's good.
I get a little squeamish when they take my comic books to television.
As you should, because the majority
of
the time...
It's normally not very good.
Yeah, it's not good.
I avoid them as to not, like, right. mess up.
But this is one that is shockingly good.
Yeah, okay.
And I think it helps, too, that it's not like Legion is Spider-Man or Wolverine, a super popular character.
I mean, some people don't even know who Legion is.
Exactly, which helps with the show because they don't know the twist that's coming.
Yeah.
The huge twist that's going to change everything on that show is coming. If you know who Legion is, then it's like, then it's just a foregone conclusion.
Yeah,
but there's going to be a lot of people about to have their minds fucking blown. Blown like... I don't have an explosion here. I have this. Mind blown! What? What? It doesn't really work that well. Drew, keep going with the next email. Right? It's the next email, right?
What email?
Carmilla, he had two emails?
I combined them into one because one of them was one sentence. The other one was one sentence with two sentences added on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought they were way long. I don't, Anwar, I don't read the emails.
I just forward them
automatically, and then I'm surprised, like you, like, when the email is only three sentences long.
Yeah.
Three sentences.
Two emails.
Two emails, three sentences. That is called electronic waste. You wasted all that data. Okay, Carmella, we appreciate it. That's it for emails? All right. Well, then we have our most important segment. This is the life-changing segment. This is the Cinema Crespity So movie news.
Check out Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel showing off their hot beach bods during their romantic Caribbean getaway.
Opens up about navigating the holidays with ex-wife Reese Witherspoon.
Leia is spilling the beans about a secret Star Wars affair. Apparently Han wasn't so solo after all.
He has been melting down. He's been berating fans, walking off stage. So what's going on with the beans?
That's right. The most important segment, Cinema Crespedito Movie News. We're going to talk about celebrity beach bods. The divorces, oh my god, the celebrity divorces. What's up with Kylie Jenner's baby Stormy? I don't know. But most importantly, Anwar, we need a Justin Bieber update. What's up with the Biebs?
He's in good shape.
He is in good shape.
He is?
Okay. He is in good shape, yeah.
He's got a really ugly chest tattoo, though.
His tattoos are fucking terrible. But he's in great shape.
He looked like he was in good shape last time.
Last
he's
time
working
we saw
out,
him.
You know, he's eating well.
Yeah.
He's eating that fancy.
I wonder if he's vegan. You can get him some vegan cookies. He may blow you up.
He might. I don't know if
just
he's vegan.
Just send him some cookies.
I don't know how you just send Justin Bieber anything.
I guess to his people, and then someone has to taste it first to make sure it's not poisoned.
Yeah, send them to his people. They never get to him. They keep calling me back saying, Justin loved him.
Justin loved him. Send more cookies. Hashtag send more cookies. All right, well, he's in great shape. That's your Justin Bieber update. Thank you, Anwar, for the beep. It's amazing how everyone has a Biebs update. Everyone has one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hit him up on the spot.
Isn't he coming like with some new music, though?
Oh, God, I wish. I hope so. And I hope it's about Jesus too, because he's hanging out with that pastor with all the tattoos.
Ugh, so weird.
Yeah, I saw him do a little tattoo move and everything.
Yeah, he's also back in love with Selena Gomez, trying to convince her to get back together and all that.
I thought she was with somebody else.
She was with The Weeknd, but they broke up.
Is she from Canada?
I don't think so.
She's a Canadian.
I think she's from California. He's from Canada.
And so is The Weeknd.
Is the Weeknd from Canada?
Yeah, he's from like Ontario.
Well, then maybe
Selena's
from Canada too. Maybe she just likes some Weeknd. She just likes some Canadian boys. That's why she likes the smell of poutine in the morning.
Oh. Yeah, she's more Tim Hortons.
More
Tim Hortons than Starbucks.
Let me get some of them donuts. Starbucks ain't got no donuts. All right, movie news. Here we go, guys. Real quick, I got a couple of stories, and then we're gonna wrap this thing up. They're working on a Spawn movie. All right, another one. That first Spawn one that came out in the '90s, terrible. Although I love Michael Jai White. Terrible movie.
I suppose awful.
They're working on a new one.
Oh, whose career are they going to try to destroy now?
Jamie Foxx.
Oh.
Jamie Foxx is going
to
be Spawn?
Yeah, they're talking to him in negotiations. Jamie Foxx to be Spawn.
So the last time Foxx played a superhero Electro. Character.
Ooh.
That was really bad.
Ooh. I almost called him the Amazon Spider-Man. The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, that was really bad.
But I like Jamie Foxx, though. And he's a good actor, he's not always in good stuff.
No.
Okay, a lot of...
I like Jamie Foxx, too. I like Jamie Foxx, too. I just don't know about some of these roles. Like, I just saw him in a movie with T.I.
Oh, the one where he's a crooked cop?
Yeah.
Right? That came out a couple years ago. I remember seeing the marketing and be like, oh, this is a movie that should have been made in 1995.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this movie is 20 years too late. Yeah, really should have made it in 1995 with Denzel Washington and
whoever.
I guess that was it. Yeah, there are no other. He was the only black star of the 90s. It was a real bummer.
Sleepless.
Right? There's like a kidnapping in there.
Yeah, kidnapped his son.
Oh yeah, they.
You better not.
I kept seeing the trailers for this movie, but I don't think we ever saw it.
We saw the trailer a lot, but then
crying, and she was like, "Give my boy back," and it was a thing. I'm not sure if I'm.
Oh, your boy Scoot's in it.
My boy Scoot. I love Scoot McNair. He's got that fucked up nose. He's a good actor. He's a good actor. But
they had good people in it. I didn't like.
Yeah,
I'm not even think. I don't think that I'm with another Spawn either. Like
I. You know what? I don't think so either.
Seriously, Spawn was a very 90s comic book hero.
Yeah.
When is the last time anybody talked about Spawn?
Well, yeah, no one cares about the character anymore.
Michael Jai White with all his karate couldn't make that cool.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't understand what we're going to do now.
Seriously. I mean,
I love Michael Jai White.
Black Dynamite was Spawn. I threw that shit before I came in the room.
So good. So good. We saw that over here. They have the Enzian Theater over here.
Uh-huh.
We saw that a midnight showing.
Oh,
packed room. And people were laughing so hard you were missing jokes.
Yeah. Black Dynamite is
great.
I went, I got it on DVD. I showed it to my parents. And my mom was like, I'm not feeling it. And then like a couple weeks later, she's like, why don't you put that movie back on?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Black Dynamite.
Anaconda Malika.
When I first started doing Crest Media, so back in 2013, there's a bunch of episodes that it just starts with that jingle, the Anaconda Malika.
Yeah.
And then we start doing the show. It's just Anaconda Malika.
Yeah, so if he couldn't make it work, then
Jamie Foxx. Who do you think you are, Jamie Foxx? You ain't no Michael Jai White,
to be fair.
Jamie Foxx is a better actor than Michael Jai White.
Yeah, but Michael Jai White's got like 27 black belts.
Yes, he does.
That trumps anything you get.
It does. It does. He did this director video movie called Blood and Bone that's available on like streaming services. It's good. He kicks the shit out of people with Tim's on.
Yo.
So it's like, you imagine, that must hurt so much.
Seriously.
Not only did you get kicked by a gigantic man, but with like a big ass boot. A giant boot. That's a steel toe in your face. It's just a dude. It's like the Van Damme movie Lionheart. He's just going around underground fighting rings, right? And one point they hired Warren Sapp, Bob Sapp.
Oh,
they hired Bob Sapp to play a guy.
Warren Sapp,
a different Sapp. an even bigger Sapp. They got Bob Sapp. That guy's a monster. They got him to play a fighting character. And then he just, like, Michael Jai White is just kicking the shit out of him, and Sapp is just, he's taking it as, you know, as a stunt. And it's like, damn, it's a lot of impact going on in the movie.
I think Bob Sapp used to back up Warren Sapp.
Probably.
I think like, so. Like he wanted to be an NFL player.
He has the size for it. He's a giant.
Didn't make it. He had like an injury. Then he moved over, and then he grew up into like
in the MMA.
A superhero over there.
Yeah,
in Japan. He became like,
he's gigantic, both literally and figuratively in Japan. He is like the man over there.
Chris, Blood and Bone is currently streaming on Netflix.
Yes, oh, Blood and Bone. Check that out. There you go. Watch two Gordon Liu movies and then Blood and Bone with Michael Jai White. That's your triple pick of the week. Double Dare is coming back to TV, Drew. You want to audition?
What?
Double Dare is coming back. You want to audition? We'll pretend to be brothers.
What's his name? Is Mark Summers?
He's going to produce it. I doubt he'll be a host. Now, the reason I bring this up, you remember Double Dare?
Of course.
Physical challenge?
The physical challenge.
Physical challenge.
I wonder if with the new show, if they're going to fix all the production problems they had. Apparently, the work on the original Double Dare set, it was a nightmare.
Really?
Because all the goo and the gack and all the stuff that they use in the things. First off, they used organic material. So if you got it in your mouth, if you ate it, you'd be safe.
No,
it's technically food.
The slime was some sort of textured applesauce.
Yes.
Because I did the Nickelodeon tour when I was a kid, and we got to eat some.
You
got to
eat some, And it's food, and it's not made to taste good.
Why am I feeling like really jealous that you got a chance to do the
slime? That was back in the 90s.
I'm mad that
you got to go, and I never got to go.
I was living in New York at the time.
Yeah, I was living in Jersey.
There you go.
Yeah, I was down in Sarasota.
He was in Sarasota, so it was just a hop, skip, and jump for him to eat some slime.
And watch Clarissa Explains It All get filmed.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. I did do the tour in the late 90s at one point. I didn't get eaten no slime. So it's all food, but it's not meant to taste good. And then they're on a set, right? So the TV set, so you have the lights. So it's hot as hell in there. Right. At the end of a day, it will start smelling
like
really
garbage.
Bad. By the end of the week,
it's garbage. It's literally garbage.
It would make you want to throw up, apparently. Yeah. It smelled so bad in the Double Dare studio. So what they would do, all the crap would hit the floor. And then they would squeegee the floors for the next game. So they just had drains at the end of the stage. And then it would just sit in there and cook and stink. And it was a nightmare for people.
Wow.
And now, probably related, Mark Summers is now a very famous germaphobe.
Yeah,
and that's probably part of the reason why. He's a germaphobe, so there's no way he's going to be the host.
You know
of
what?
A new Double Dare.
Really, all of that stuff still doesn't change the fact that I want to be on the new
I'll put on some nose plugs and I will climb inside that giant nose.
Just let me get on at the like top of the week. That's all.
Get it on Monday. You'll be fine. They clean it on a weekend. You're good to go. They're bringing back Double Dare. We're going to have to get on. We'll say the three of us are brothers.
Yeah.
And we'll get on as a family. Four people. Boris, you join us. You'll be the dad.
You'll be Padre.
You'll be the Padre. Yeah, age appropriate, buddy. I don't mean to embarrass you. I lost my email that had the stories. I apologize. We'll cut all this out.
No,
I don't cut a single thing.
Warts
and all, man. They showed footage for the new Halloween movie. Again, not horror fans, but I love that first
Halloween. Yeah, I'm a Halloween fan.
It's great.
Well, it's the people who are doing it this time around.
So the people who are doing it. It's directed by David Gordon Green. And written by Danny McBride. They worked together a lot. They worked on Pineapple Express, Your Highness, stuff like that. So if you're into those type of movies, you may be into what they're doing.
I like McBride a little bit, but
I'm kind of a big McBride fan.
I like more of his writing and stuff like that. I do enjoy some of his characters. I can't really say I'm not, because I watched Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound was fantastic, but his characters are like just variations of a theme.
Yeah.
He's just doing Fred Simmons from Foot Fist Way over and over. Kenny Powers is the most popular version.
Right.
But in this one, I think he's just a writer and a producer. I don't know if he's actually acting in it.
Yeah, and I watched Vice Principals too.
I watched the first season of that.
I watched all of them. I'm not gonna lie, I watched his joke.
Yeah, is the second season good? Do I need to watch it? Because I watched it first.
Yeah, you can watch the second one.
I should watch the second one?
Yeah, it's good.
I'll get on the second one.
That's good.
Well,
it's not redundant.
Okay.
They actually came. He actually came up with a good storyline.
That's good. See, not redundant is good because I don't want to just see the same thing over and over. He wrote this. David Gordon Green is actually, some of his movies are great. His movies that he did before Pineapple Express, he did little films like George Washington, which is not about George Washington. It's about a bunch of kids in like one of the Carolinas, like South Carolina, a bunch of poor kids. It's really good. All the pretty girl, all the real girls with Zooey Deschanel, Snow Angels with Sam Rockwell. He makes these little movies before he blew up and did Pineapple Express and all these big budget comedies. So now he's doing the Halloween movie. John Carpenter's doing the score. So it's going to have a traditional...
The master's back.
The master score. Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. And they're ignoring Halloween 2 through whatever. H2O. Okay. All that's
they never existed.
Okay. Never existed. Apparently, they showed footage at CinemaCon a week ago from Halloween, and people were, like, super impressed. They think it is terrifying.
Awesome.
And then, in addition to that, they put out the plot details. So, what this movie is going to be about is that Jamie Lee Curtis' character, Lori, she defeats Michael in Halloween. Spoiler alert! Right. 40-year spoiler. Another 40-year spoiler alert.
Right.
Defeats Michael. But doesn't kill him, so he gets taken away to an institution. In the 40 years, during that time, the subsequent 40 years, she becomes like, she starts training or whatever. She's just preparing
for him to come back.
For his eventual escape, which then this movie is him escaping.
I.E. Terminator.
Yes! She's Sarah Connor.
Yep.
You nailed it. Anwar nailed it. Mr. Superstar, she is Sarah Connor, waiting for the Terminator that is Michael Myers. Yeah. But I'm into it.
And Michael is her brother, though.
Yes.
Right.
Younger brother. Much younger brother.
Right.
Yeah. So
that was sent away earlier.
Yes, as a kid, and then he breaks out.
And then comes back.
And maybe I'm wrong. I think he's the older brother.
He's the older brother that was sent away.
I'm incorrect, yes.
And then came back.
Yeah,
and
breaks out, comes back to terrorize everyone.
Yeah. Halloween was hard, though. But
it's a crazy movie. I saw it. They did the old Fathom, like, we're going to show an old movie on the big screen for like one night only. And I did a couple Halloween. I was on Halloween, obviously, a couple years ago, couple Halloweens ago. I was like, you know what? I've never seen this movie on the big screen. So let me go see what it's like in a theater. I'm in a movie theater that I know for sure there are people who haven't seen the movie before because they were screaming at all the jump scares, all the parts that we know because we've seen it
so many times.
They didn't know what was coming, so they were like genuinely scared.
It's like,
by this
and
movie.
Michael's around that corner, yes, and now exactly. He's over here.
And this is the part where he sets up like the Undertaker at WrestleMania 12, you know, whatever.
Well,
yeah,
Undertaker kind of bit that from Mike.
Yeah, he did 100%. And but there were people in that theater reacting like it was the first time they were seeing it. So it was evidence that the movie still worked.
I still think that can work because there's always going to be a little nerve and anxiousness about a character that could actually, you could actually walk out your door and see somebody dressed like that.
Yeah, a dude just standing there in a jumpsuit with a mask.
Yeah, that could actually just happen and you'd be like...
And he just comes at you with a knife. There's no supernaturalness about it.
I don't
There's
care
no
if
magic.
He comes at you or not. If I come out my door and I see that, nah, I go back inside.
The dude just standing there.
Like, yeah, dude just standing there. It's like, oh, he's busy.
Oh, hey, I'm going back inside. You wave.
Oh, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
How are you? Have a nice day.
Like, oh, it's Mike. You going to the barbecue? No, see you later. I'm going back inside. All my locks. Yeah. Every eye lock is being locked. All the windows are being locked. You're right.
I don't know how good a swimmer he is. I didn't see that in any movies.
Yeah, you know what?
I haven't seen him do too much swimming.
I'm moving to an island.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's like Jason, where he just continues to walk.
He just walks on
water.
The seabed floor.
Yep. Jason had his whole story was about Camp Crystal Lake and being drowned.
So it ties into water.
His thing's different.
His corpse is waterlogged already.
When he took his mask off, you could see his...
Yeah, Michael Myers is just a knife, dude. Maybe water can stop him. I'm sticking with this moving to an island.
I ain't trying to stop him. Just trying, you know, let him get tired with everybody else.
He doesn't, but he...
Or maybe the current will
Michael
just
Myers
take him away.
Michael Myers is like Jason. He doesn't... He's not running after you. He is...
He walks.
He is walking very slowly and methodically towards you. While you are running and getting out of breath, he's just, I'm gonna get you.
I'm gonna get you.
I know where you're going. I will be there.
He's treating the world like a giant boxing ring.
Yeah.
So when boxers start running and they say he's gotta cut off the ring, like he's best at cutting out the ring. Where you're running, he's gonna get you in that corner.
Yeah,
he's gonna cut that cutting the ring off for you.
And you ever try to rope-a-dope a butcher knife?
Yeah, it does not work.
It's very difficult.
That's not happening.
It's very difficult.
It's not happening. All right, so that's the end of the movie news segment. That means now it's time to wrap this thing up. We're going to land this plane, which we do with the lightning round. And where's that button? Here we go.
We give you the questions. You give us the answers. Time for the lightning round.
That's right. Here we go. Lightning round time. Anwar, I'm going to give you 10 questions. Then I need 10 answers right away. The first answer that comes to your mind. This is so we can learn something about you.
Go.
Psychologically. You ready?
Go.
Drew, start that clock.
Nope.
Number one, would you rather sell treadmills for a living or give guided tours of closed factories?
Guided tours.
All right. Number two, can we use drones to shoot food at hungry people?
Yes.
Number three, what is your favorite style of art?
Good.
Number four, where do you get your news?
I get it from Fox News and CNN and MSNBC. Oh. I check all of them.
You take them all, okay.
Yeah.
Number five.
I like my lies to come from all different directions.
You want all versions of the lie. Number five, do you prefer capes or cloaks?
A cloak.
Number six, which way is up?
Up.
Number seven, Garfield versus Heathcliff in a steel cage match. Who you got?
Ooh, give me Heathcliff.
All right, you know what? I like Garfield more, but I think Heathcliff wins.
I like Heathcliff. Heathcliff had a little more street to him. Garfield was a little...
Heathcliff was a trash cat.
Yeah, he was a little alley catish.
He was an alley cat. Garfield was
getting fed. It's a different kind of fight.
He was a fat lasagna cat. Number eight, do you collect anything?
I do. The souls of those who disagree.
Number nine, and this is so funny that you brought this up earlier, but number nine, and I wrote this today, would you rather have breakfast or dessert?
Dessert.
Dessert. All right, get some vegan cookies. Number 10, Oscar the Grouch, the Cookie Monster, Elmo. Who do you kick out of the hot tub?
Elmo.
Elmo out of the hot tub. Get out of here, buddy.
He wants to get tickled. He's out of here.
Yeah, but Oscar smells like trash. He's in the hot tub, then he smells like hot trash.
No, if we're in the hot tub, see, you're imagining a hot tub with just you and them, and I'm imagining there's females there.
In addition, Elmo wants to get tickled.
Okay. You know, Oscar smells like garbage, so they're going to be closer to me.
That's true.
And the count, you know?
The count's just outside me, like, 400 bitches.
I'll take the count with me on this wingman for me.
The question never specified other people in the hot tub, so it's a perfectly fine answer. Thank you very much. Yeah. Anwar, we give swag to all our guests. We're all about prizes. So we have two bags here, blue bag, red bag. Which one do you maybe want to go home with today? Choose wisely.
I'm going to take the red bag.
All right, red bag. Give me that blue one. Get this out of here. Get this blue bag out of here. Drew, break open that bag and let Anwar know what he may get to go home with today.
Sir, you may get to go home with a 7-in-1 LED light-up stick.
Yeah!
It is by Graphics for ages 5+. Batteries and a wrist wrap are included.
Nice, it's for your home rave.
I'm of age.
We've got Mighty Mustache glitter tattoos.
Yeah!
We've got fake neon glitter mustaches.
1, 2, 3, 4. I see 6 styles of mustache.
Yeah.
I think it's a 7.
I'm not sure.
Whatever. Anyway.
I'm not with the mustache.
We've got Need for Speed Hot Wheels. It's a souped-up taxi.
It's Hot Wheels branded. That's on brand.
That's the Queen Latifah taxi.
Yeah, that's not even like the Hit Wheel knockoff brand. That's real Hot Wheels.
We've got a pack of Grandpa Ott's Morning Glory seeds.
Yeah.
That's the Morning Glories.
I'm not really sure I want that.
Yeah, I'm not sure a gardener.
Sure about my green thumb right now.
You've got a... We've got a magnet that says, I love to fart.
I love to fart, yeah. Kitchen magnet says, I love to fart for your fridge.
And a copy of Rain Wilson in The Rocker.
The Rocker. That's where he plays the drummer.
Born to Rock Edition. We also got a bunch of PFT Media stickers.
A bunch of stickers and stuff in there as well.
Other memorabilia.
So, Anwar, all this can be yours if you want. You can take this home. Or we take that bag, we put it away, and instead you take what we have in the box right over here.
What's in the fucking box?
That's right, we have the box. You know what's in the bag. You can take the bag, or you take the mystery of the box.
You know what, this is very difficult.
That's the point.
It's very difficult.
It is every time.
That's the idea.
Because I don't want to be boxed in.
Ah, or boxed out. And that's why you get boxed out. Yeah. Speaking of 2K.
And I also want to free the box.
You can free the box, or you can
liberate the box is good.
Or you liberate the bag by taking it home and dividing it amongst your family. Look, I came home with riches. Oh, what do you do? What do you do?
I feel like you're trying to talk me out of the box. Like there's something good about the box.
Oh, man.
You can keep the box.
Really? You're taking the bag? Here you go. Here's your bag. And here's the end of the show. There you go, Anwar. That bag is yours, buddy.
All
Drew.
These things are great for my daughter.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Drew, you take that box, you take it out to the wood chipper out back, and you throw it in that wood chipper.
All right, box going in the chipper.
That box is being destroyed, contents and all.
Yep.
Oh, there's also a What's the Fuss koozie in there.
Like I said other
things,
paraphernalia.
Other things. So What's the Fuss? Shout out to What's the Fuss. That's another PFT Media show. That's it. That's it in the show. Anwar, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
That was amazing.
Awesome.
I appreciate it, Boris.
I had a lot of fun.
Boris, thank you very much.
You guys have an amazing show.
Oh, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. Drew, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for downloading and listening. We appreciate it. Please remember to read more books, break up the big banks, hide your money in your mattresses, free Mumia Abu-Jamal, and buy yourself some vegan chocolate chip cookies. That's a cool thing to do. Fuck yeah. We are out of here. Peace.
Peace.
A PFT Media production.